I didn't get a chance to look at that link you sent me, Dan. Did CBS 11 let Whitney Droland go?
No, no. She quit.
What happened?
Hang on, let me pull up Ed Bark's story here. From what I remember reading from Ed Bark on his website, UncleBarky.com, he put out a tweet an hour or 2 hours ago saying that Whitney Droland was no longer with CBS 11. So I click on the link, and it says that in an email, she confirmed to him that as of this morning, she had resigned with CBS 11 television.
Maybe she heard that there's semen spewing in Los Angeles from the Christine McClarty story.
So what would that...
There's a bubbling sperm. I'm moving to Beverly.
Oh. No, she actually already on Twitter has said that she's not leaving Dallas.
Well, then she got married to somebody with money.
I don't think she's married.
She's dating somebody with money.
Well, I don't know her marital status. Yeah, this is according to Ed Bark. Whitney Droland, early morning traffic reporter for DFW CBS 11 since August 2012, has left the station. Droland confirmed in an email that she resigned on Friday morning, October 24th. She said, "I'm always grateful for the opportunities I've been given. However, I'm really looking forward to the next chapter, a chapter that I feel will be much more healthy for me emotionally, spiritually, physically, and mentally."
That's a slam.
I'm with you there.
That's going to be some big to fill. Who's going to replace her?
There's no mention of a replacement, but of course we're talking about the same channel that currently Tammy Dombeck does traffic in the afternoons.
That's too many these to fill. That's over, Phil.
Okay. According to Ed Bark, Whitney did not specify further. Droland's bio already has been removed from CBS 11's website. Lori Conrad, the station's director of communication, said Droland told us that she has decided to leave the business.
Somebody got married, or she's pregnant.
If she was pregnant, why wouldn't they just make that as part of the deal? It's like, hey, I've decided to leave the business and concentrate on my new family, as opposed to a new chapter that I feel will be healthier emotionally, spiritually, physically, and mentally.
Or she's dating somebody that's really jealous of her notoriety and made her quit.
You think so?
Those are all the reasons I'd make somebody quit.
Oh, okay. So I follow you. What if this was just purely her decision, though? She's an independent woman.
No.
What do you mean, no?
No, that's not it. She just didn't quit to follow some type of spiritual life unless she got into a cult, and I don't think that's what it is.
Well, no, she just said spiritually, emotionally. It wasn't just a spiritual thing. Yeah, she's not joining a cult.
You don't know what she's doing.
All right, technically, I don't know that.
Because all of it's kind of cryptic.
I'm with you when you initially said, though, that sounds like a slam.
I'm always grateful for the opportunities I've been given. Although she didn't cite CBS 11, she just said, "I'm always grateful for the opportunities I've been given."
Yep.
She didn't say opportunities that I was given by CBS 11.
True.
However, I'm really looking forward to the next chapter, a chapter that I feel will be much more healthy for me emotionally, spiritually, physically, and mentally.
Part of that could mean just not wanting to wake up at 2 a.m. anymore.
God she said knows. She never had a problem with it when we had her on the show. Personally, no offense, I think she's a damn nut.
There's no way that you get up at those hours and you're completely okay with it, unless you're Ron Chapman. Because anyone I've ever talked to that had any kind of a schedule like that was never, "Oh, that's cool."
The Lori Conrad at Channel 11, she likes us, right?
She does.
We'll find out what happened. Droland, who joined CBS 11, station has been without early morning anchor Brendan Dickbug Higgins since August. Odd that Ed Bark would write that.
I think it's odd. I don't think he wrote that.
It was dropped by CBS 11 after, I like the way that Ed Bark refers to himself, after Uncle Barky reported his arrest in Aspen.
Yeah, it's kind of a roundabout way of referring to yourself in the third person.
Well, he says, after UncleBarky.com.
Which is, yeah, but still a Tim.
She still has our hotline number, doesn't she, Albie?
Yes, she does.
She'll call.
You think so?
Oh, yeah, if I rag on her, she'll call.
Do you think she'd even be allowed to? Because we've had other reporters on that they had to wait till their non-compete was up. That was how Kim Fisher was with Channel 5.
I don't even remember who that was.
Alfie does.
Giant Cans. Channel 5.
Okay.
She left because she was a reporter. They would not make her an anchor, so she decided to leave for a little while, and now she's an anchor in Utah.
Maybe Whitney wanted an anchor, and they said no.
That's certainly a possibility.
Well, what's he going to do with all those leftover Whitney Droland travel mugs?
That does make for some awkward marketing meetings. And you know they have a closet full of those mugs.
And they never had Andrea Bankert?
Adrian.
I don't think they ever gave her mugs.
Mm-mm.
And she was the anchor.
Right.
Brent Higgins, they knew not to give him one because they probably knew he was going to nut out someplace. Yeah, like he drinks coffee.
Maybe it was the mugs.
Mugs what?
Maybe she got sick of the mugs.
CBS 11 currently ranks fourth in the early morning news ratings. Station has been without. Okay, Brendan Higgins. Well, you can't, unless Ed Bark is talking about just, what are they on, 5 to 7 locally?
That's something like that.
You can't blame them for the rest of the CBS lineup.
No.
The morning news, because that's the network's fault. And hiring somebody that, I don't know if Charlie Rose ever unpuffs.
To me, you know the elbow patches on a sport jacket?
Yeah.
To me, that's Charlie Rose. He's the elbow patch. He's kind of old and there.
Well, it's not like he's been there for years and they have to keep him.
No.
He's so comfortable to look at. No, that's not it either.
No.
Let's read the story. There's nothing else. That's so odd. Didn't give, if her profile's already off the website, she didn't give notice, or they didn't want her to work another 2 weeks.
It sounds that way. Because according to Ed's story, she resigned this morning. So my guess is standard media protocol. Hey, so, you know, I'm going to put in my 2 weeks. Okay, we'd like to take security and kick you out right now. Thanks for the years of service. We don't trust you. We think you're going to take our staplers.
Did you look at Whitney's Twitter site?
Yeah, I pulled it up. That's why.
Guess it's going to say the same thing as the quote that Ed Bark used of spiritual, emotional.
Actually, it doesn't make any mention of it. The most current tweet was 15 minutes ago. She says, I'm not leaving Dallas. Y'all are stuck with me. And the one before that was 2 days ago. And that was a photo with her and a viewer at one of her mug drops.
Yeah, somebody made her quit. That's my take.
Okay.
Or she's got something lined up at one of the other TV stations. I got plenty of ors.
Yeah, and in a situation like that, there's so many, especially when this is actually odd if this is all accurate as far as she just up and quit.
Alfie, do you mind bringing me some water?
On it.
I'm parched.
But the statement that she gave to Ed, it definitely sounds like there's a little, I don't want to go so far as to say hostility, but it doesn't exactly sound like a cheerful exit.
No, because it's not thanking Channel 11 directly.
Uh-uh.
And it sounds like,
she makes it
for
really,
whatever reason, it was unhealthy and bad for her emotionally, spiritually, mentally, physically, whatever. Thank you.
Right. Which, having done mornings for a number of years, I think you can agree with that part of it.
But what did she have to do? Get up, point at a map. Oh, look, here's traffic. She didn't even have to write the traffic reports. All you had to do was get made up and point.
Well, you still got to do the job.
So?
Well, I mean,
how hard is it? What are you making? You're not making anything. You're conveying a message. Don't go here. Go here. Look at these. I'm going with she's dating somebody that sort of jealous and wanted her to quit. That's what my money's on.
All right.
I wonder what else is on. I haven't looked at Ed Bark's website in a while. I forget. He wrote for the, it was Morning News. Uncle Barky's mailbag. Oh, that's back from April. Okay. Nothing really. This email that Ed got, this was like June of last year. Whoever runs Channel 47 is a moron.
Chloe, you okay?
Yeah. God. Oh. Caught me mid something.
mid swallow snort?
Yeah.
They're going to kill their audience, which, if they kill their audience, it certainly wouldn't be a mass murder.
No.
They're going to kill their audience by doing everything they can to run anything but the classic show. I guess this guy's pissed off because they're not carrying the Me Network with all the classic shows on it anymore.
Oh, actually, well, never mind. I'll wait.
Classic shows, that is the purpose of the Me Network. Now, a Mark Davis simulcast from 7 to 8:30 a.m. and some other show, America Now after that, and then 2 hours with ditzy chicks on the broadcast.
That should be the name of the show, the Ditzy Chicks.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
And then 2 hours at night, Texas Daily with a repeat of Texas Daily, which I think Channel 47 got rid of Texas Daily.
Yeah, because that was the show that had all the old former news people from like 5 and 8 and 4 and 11.
Iconic anchors.
And Scott Murray.
All right. So you got audio? What do you want to do?
I have some audio.
All right.
All right. Do you remember, I think it was last week.
Some moron.
Last week, we had an audio clip of Zach Galifianakis, a comedian and actor. He was saying how being a celebrity is stupid. It's pretty much just engineered, man-made, and he just wants to act and do his job. Well, he's back in his online series, which is called Between Two Ferns, and he interviews Brad Pitt. This is meant it's meant to be awkward and uncomfortable, and it is all of that.
Today, Bradley Pitts. Bradley Pitts, thanks for joining me.
It's my pleasure.
How old were you when you lost your virginity? Zero? I'll tell you about when I lost my virginity.
I really not like to hear that.
Showers. Why don't you take them? You play a lot of people that are kind of Nazi haters, which is weird to me.
Why do you say that?
Because you look like Hitler's dream. Is it hard for you to maintain a suntan?
Why?
Because you live in your wife's shadow.
Is this a video show or just audio?
It's a video show. But they're just sitting.
Hang on. Is it a satellite interview?
No, they're next to each other.
Oh, okay. I had a theory, but if it's not a satellite interview, then it's not going to work.
Gotcha.
Because when we did Hot Tickets, we did a satellite interview.
Mm-hmm.
We would just record the talent, whoever it was, them getting ready, answering other TV people's questions, because it would be a whatever you call it when they talk to a bunch of people.
Junket.
Yeah. A press junket. So then we'd ask our questions and use other answers from other stuff that had nothing to do. Or we'd ask a question and just have them sitting there staring at the monitor.
There's a lot to be had there. Yeah, no, this is, they're actually between two ferns.
Okay.
Hello? Tell me what it was like the first time that you laid eyes on Angelina. Was it like one of those classical love stories, like when, I don't know, when Ross first saw Rachel? You know that show, Friends? Have you seen that?
He just plays this off like a cassette.
Yeah.
I like that song.
Do you think people focus maybe too much on your looks and don't even, you know, realize that you're just a actor?
And then he spit on him.
Who spit on who?
Brad Pitt, like, spit gum right at him, like, hits him in the face. I mean, this is a truncated version, but you get the idea.
Well, they got to know ahead of time.
Oh, they do.
This is his shtick. This is what's going to happen.
Yeah, they do. Brad Pitt knows who Zach Galifianakis is. And it's like even when President Obama did this show earlier this year, it was just as awkward and weird. And
all right. What is it, Alfie?
I'm sorry, what?
Hold. Phone.
Oh, sorry. Guy in line one's calling about Whitney. Oh.
Yes, Keaton.
Hey, what's going on?
Radio down. What do you want?
Well, I wanted to comment on that anchor.
On the what?
On the anchor.
Oh, Whitney Droland?
Yeah.
Well? Did you forget?
Oh, no. I'm just saying you kind of jumped to conclusions there. You kind of assumed the worst.
I did assume the worst because she wouldn't f*** me. We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
3:34, first check on traffic. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by your DFW Acura dealers. Traffic already blows real bad. What's up to Fort Worth? Eastbound I-30 right at Cook's got an accident there that has traffic backed up back from East Loop 820. Also, Fort Worth southbound 35W right near Western Center got some construction work because now's obviously the perfect time to do that. Right now, traffic is backed up back from Golden Triangle. And then southbound I-35 right at Post Oak got a jackknife pickup with a trailer on it that has traffic completely stopped back from the 35E-35W split. If you try and sit through it, you're looking at an hour delay. Moving to Garland, westbound I-30 right at Broadway Beltline got an accident blocking the three left lanes. Traffic is backed up back from Bobtown. And finally, in Dallas, a side street accident for you. Eastbound Mockingbird right at Lemon got an accident there that has traffic completely stopped back from Aerodrome Drive. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by SiriusXM. Tonight, overnight low 64. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine and a high in the low 90s. Right now, it's 82 at 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Anybody else get a bunch of emails about wiping?
Yes. Mm-hmm. A surprising number from females. One of them who even started a hashtag, Team Stand and Wipe.
All of you guys are messed up. I can clean myself sitting, standing, leaning on all fours, and any other position.
That almost sounds like the start of a Dr. Seuss story.
I don't understand that an argument exists. If your hand reaches, it reaches. I can efficiently clean in all positions. What do you guys have? Oh, I guess he means T-Rex. It just says Rex arms. It probably means T-Rex arms.
Right, but yeah, but that's dumb because we could all wipe from.
I wonder how the T-Rex wiped.
Oh, I think he just got Mrs. T-Rex to
wipe it on smaller dinosaurs.
There you go. That's what the Stegosaurus is for.
You certainly didn't want to wipe your ass on something with horns.
No.
It's funny to watch a T-Rex just dragging his ass across the carpet.
Maybe that's what they did. He's just dragging it across Kansas. What are you doing, cleaning my ass?
Hey, Mama, look what I taught the T-Rex to do.
Bobby!
I think we just discovered the one thing the Jurassic Park franchise missed out on. Because you already had the big pile of poo.
Then you know you can't just walk. I don't care what the beast is. You can't walk around without wiping. Otherwise, you're going to get the itchies.
That's right. If you're a T-Rex, It was weird because today I saw on a link, it was just a headline. It's like scientists discovered a new use or a new talent that the Stegosaurus had. So that's why that was in my head. So now I just assume that's it. The T-Rex.
What'd you say? Stegosaurus?
Yeah.
What was the talent? Was it?
Do you remember what that one looked like? It was one that had the plates on the top of its back. So it looked kind of like it would be good at scratching.
It looked like a big armadillo?
Sort of, but no.
So what talent did it have?
I was saying that it could just stand there and the T-Rex could just wipe its ass on the Stegosaurus's back because it had the plate.
What was the legit talent that it had?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't click on it.
Oh.
Well, why didn't you say that?
I did. I said
there was a thing and then you told me the talent was wiping his ass. Just wiped it. The T-Rex guy.
Yeah. I said I saw a headline that said there's a new talent. I didn't click on it, but I assume this is what the talent is.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, we'll just say you're right.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm going to say.
That's good. I wonder why Whitney Drolin hasn't called. Because any time that we talk about her, somebody tells her and she ends up calling.
Yeah, it could be.
Unless her new boyfriend won't let her call anybody.
That would make sense. Also, perhaps she knows that she doesn't have to wake up at 2 a.m. on Monday. She's starting 2 p.m. on Friday. Hammered. That's one of the first things I did when we found out that they were going to move us to afternoons here was like, okay, I can drink like a normal human again.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how we did that. It takes at least 4 hours for me to wake up every day with the allergies now. Mm-hmm. And it's not till around 6:30 in the afternoon. Where I have to start feeling better.
Oh, God. Now, do you think it's actually because the allergies have dissipated somehow, or you just feel better because you're drunk?
I didn't say I feel better.
Oh, sorry.
So it takes me about 4 hours to wake up, and then I don't start feeling better here till about 6:30.
Okay, so feeling better.
Okay. Anything else?
Sure. On Fox News the other night, cut number 4. This is one of their hosts, Kimberly Guilfoyle. She's taken some heat over the last couple of days because this week she tried to discourage young women from voting. And this is her reasoning.
The same reason why young women on juries are not a good idea. They don't get it.
Right.
They're not in that same like life experience of paying the bills, doing the mortgage, kids, community, crime, education, health care. They're like healthy and hot and running around without a care in the world.
They should be on juries. They have every right in the world.
I didn't say they shouldn't be. I just say.
What show is this?
I think it's from The Five. I'm not sure.
What is this on?
Fox News. That part I got.
Do they not have producers that can talk to these people and tell them in their ear, shut up? One of you, shut up.
They have producers, but then they also have a couple of shows. I think this show and I think Red Eye is where it's more of a The View type style where it's like 4 to 5 people sitting around talking, which usually includes them talking over each other.
Crime, education, health care. They're like healthy and hot and running around without a care in the world.
They should be on juries. They have every right in the world.
I didn't say they shouldn't be. I just thank and excuse them so they can go back on Tinder or Match.com.
And I'm sure they get up every morning wondering why they're on cable.
Yeah, her reasoning was... because she used to be a prosecutor. So whenever she would be selecting juries, she would take the young females and immediately dismiss them because she didn't think that they'd be able to wrap their brain around a case.
But a young guy would.
Yeah, she seemed to think so.
I don't know why she singled out chicks. I know why I would, but well, if you're going to take some heat over something, just say, I don't think people who aren't educated in the political system should be able to vote or should vote. You should wait until you've got at least a handle on something and then exercise your right. Just because you have the right to vote doesn't mean you need to get out and do it.
And actually what you just said is the better version of what she said. But instead, she focused on young females and said they're all too materialistic and they're just too on the surface.
I also got money that Whitney Droland ends up on the broadcast on Channel 47.
Ooh, man.
I don't think it'd be that bad.
Man. I don't know. How many chicks do they have on there now? Didn't Susie Humphries dissolve?
Yeah, she's gone now.
So how many chicks on there now?
Three.
That's got to be. And you watch that all the time, don't you, Alfie?
I watch it a lot, yeah.
Why?
Because it's just so amateur.
Is it? So it's just train wreck TV? For,
yeah.
Okay.
Are they still all talking over each other?
Oh, still. Even with just three of them.
One day, I'd just love to be the director. I just talk to them in their ears.
Shut up. I mean right now.
Whoa, which one is he talking to?
All of you.
We're going to try a new game on the show today.
Let's play be shut up.
Do you think you'd even be able to stay in that booth and talking just in their ear or eventually?
I wouldn't even need an IFB. They wouldn't need to wear anything in their ear to hear the control room. They'd hear me through the glass. Because I just stand at the glass and point. You? Now. And I don't know why they think that you can, when everybody's talking, why they think you can decipher all of that.
I think what they just do it. They just use The View as their template and they just go with it. Now, obviously, it doesn't help them as far as any ratings are concerned, but.
Well, it doesn't help that their transmitter is in Greenville.
Okay.
That's the reason I don't get Channel 47 at home, because my big antenna in the attic is pointed at Cedar Hill.
Ah.
If I wanted to get 47, I'd have to twist it towards Greenville.
Like some sort of Neanderthal.
like that would be a desire. I must get it.
Because we're so spoiled now that just the thought of having to turn an antenna, just I would assume, that's it. I just don't get that channel anymore.
I don't. The antenna that's in my attic is about half the size of this room.
God.
And it's mounted up there with cables and pointed towards Cedar Hill.
Right.
There's no way I'm twisting it towards 47. Well, you can get it on cable. I don't have cable. At Channel 47's the reason.
I'm sure you could find somewhere online you could watch past episodes, segments.
I don't want to watch a bunch of chicks argue with each other and I can't tell what anybody's saying and I can't tell them to shut be quiet.
But what about when they do a fun cooking segment?
I can watch the Today Show or something like that. And I don't think I've ever seen a cooking segment that I looked at and I went, that's fun. What am I going to do with it? Hey, let's watch other people eat.
It's a demonstration. You can get the recipe.
And then somebody tries it on the show. Oh, this is so good. How do I know that? And I hate the fact that anybody goes, it's so good. That doesn't tell me anything. It's either good or it's not good. Alfie, what's line one?
He's asking for your advice on a relationship.
Good. I'm in a mood. Yes, Chris.
Yes. I had a question, Russ. I've been married 5 years. And first year was great. Second year, she's got three kids of her own. I've got one of mine. And, you know, we fight like cats and dogs constantly. It doesn't matter what I do. I mean, she wanted to stay at home, so I told her, I said, okay, stay at home. I'll pick up the extra hours. I'll pick up side work, and I'll do whatever I need to make sure the kids get what they get and have what they need. And it doesn't matter what I do. We always fight. I always do something wrong. It doesn't matter. She wants me to work more hours, so I'll work more hours. And then she gets mad because I'm working the hours. And I wanted to ask you the advice because I know you're going to tell it straight. You're not going to BS me.
What's the question?
Do you think divorce is inevitable?
Yes. 347, Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Friday, October 24th, 2014. Birthdays today. Hip-hop star Drake is 28. Porn star Stephanie Rage turns 50. She starred in films such as Very Dirty Dancing and National Poontang Summer Vacation. Actor B.D. Wong is 54, and actor Kevin Kline is 67 today.
What's the matter, Kenzie?
I, It was such a detailed story, and I just felt like he was wanting some, we're waiting for a philosophical answer.
You don't need a philosophical answer.
That sounds to me like this guy's already got his answer. He just wanted to hear Russ say it.
Is divorce inevitable? Yes.
It was just I don't
have to tell him why. He knows why. Mm-hmm. He just told me why.
Right.
There's nothing else I need to add. And why ask me? What would you call somebody on the radio and ask them, unless they're, political advice? You'd call Mark Davis. Financial advice, that Dave Ramsey guy that's on KRLD at night.
Mm-hmm.
Me? Really? What do I know about anything? Really?
You know, stop. You know about relationship stuff.
I know how they end.
Therefore, a guy who thinks his might be near the end, you're a good place to go.
They fight all the time. He's supporting the entire family. She wants to stay at home, which makes sense. Somebody's got to watch the kids. He takes extra jobs. They fight like cats and dogs. How do you think this fairy tale is going to end?
I think he was just looking for an impartial third party. And you were it.
Anybody's going to tell him that. Unless he's looking for, well, obviously, as a counselor charging you $150 for every 45 minutes, I'm going to tell you what you need to do as slowly as I can.
Mm-hmm.
Communication. You're going to have to open up the lines of communication. You're going to have to figure out what the problems are. Well, I can't because she won't ever shut up. Well, sooner or later, she's going to have to shut up. Mm-hmm. Or write it down and just exchange notes. Do the obligatory list. Here's what I love about her. Here's what I hate about her. If there's only one thing in what I love about her and the rest of it is just like war and peace, the other side, then get divorced. And if you've, it sounds like they've had problems since the first year.
Yes.
He said the first year was kind of okay.
Yeah.
So you keep having kids. What good is that going to do? Especially if she wants to stay at home, you know you're going to have to work more, or you're going to have to find a job that pays more. Yeah. This is headed towards divorce. Certainly no reason for me to waste his time and go, well, I don't know. Tell me more about it and see if I start giving a flying.
If you want. Chris is back on line one.
I've already told him everything I know about it. Do you want me to ask him anything else?
He just really wants to thank you.
I bet he doesn't. Yes, Chris?
Hey, Russ, I just kind of wanted to say thank you for the advice. I mean, I respect you more than, I've listened to you guys for years, and I just wanted to say thank you for the advice.
Okay, since we already know how the story's going to end, why do you keep having kids?
No. She can't have any more kids.
No, you said the first year was kind of okay.
Yeah. She had three kids from a previous marriage, and I had one from a previous, which my son's mother had passed away.
Okay.
And we got together when he was almost a year old, and we kind of been together ever since. But it's kind of gone downhill, and I've tried to make things work. And I always do things, for her kids, and I don't want to leave because of her kids. They look up to me, and I'm the one that supports them.
What do you guys always fight about?
It doesn't matter. Okay, I'll give you one instance, and then that's all I'll say.
All right.
She told me the other day that Aiden at school, which is my youngest, had said some cuss words at school, which he has a speech problem. And I called the school today because she wanted to change teachers. And I called the school. She goes, "No, Aiden's a perfect student because I've never had any problems with him." She goes, "The instance that you're talking about, he was trying to say bucket, and because he can't pronounce B's, he was saying the other word." She goes, "But he wasn't in trouble." And
maybe he was doing a limerick.
Mm. Well, we got into an argument about that because she was saying about how he won't mind in school. When I called the teacher, she says, "No, he's perfect in school. We've never had any problems with him." And we'll fight about that. If I have one beer, which she drinks constantly, and I've never said anything about it.
Why don't you say anything about it?
Because if I do, it creates a big, huge argument, and I try to avoid it. If she drinks, I say, "Look, babe," I said, "you can't hold it." I said, "You drink until you're belligerent and you're passing out." And I said, "We just can't do it." I said, and she goes, "Well, you drink." I said, "Yeah, I have one beer after work if I've had a hard day. That's it. I don't drink excessive. I drink, if I've had a really rough day at work, I'll drink one beer, and that's it."
You're losing me.
Yeah. I think we're all losing you.
What, do you ever argue about finances?
Constantly. It's always about money. I never make enough.
Have you, okay. And you may never, if you've got
I know
that many kids. Have you guys ever sat and just said, okay, hey, let's make notes so we don't argue back and forth verbally. Let's make notes of things that we love about each other, things we'd kind of like to change about you and me as well. So you're giving and taking.
I've tried that, and I've tried to sit down with her, and everything I get from her is pretty much negative. I'm the D-bag. I'm worthless. I'm nobody. I'm a POS. I'm this. I'm that. I mean, I've got hundreds of messages where all she does is talk bad about me. And then, like, if I stay up later than she does, you know, spend time with the kids, she gets mad at me, says that it makes her uncomfortable that I shouldn't be talking to her kids.
Is she always drunk when you guys argue?
Always.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Then tell her she needs to go into rehab. I'm sure she'll take that well. I got to go.
All right.
So, what would my answer be after all that additional information? Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Straight up 4 o'clock. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by your DFW Acura dealers. Starting off from Fort Worth, eastbound I-30, right at Cook's Lane. Got an accident there. Traffic is backed up back from East Loop Bay 20. Also in Fort Worth, northbound 35W, right at West Center. Got an accident there. It's in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up back from Beecham Boulevard. Into Denton, southbound I-35E, right at Post Oak Drive. Got that jackknife truck with a trailer on it. Right now, traffic is completely stopped back from the 35E-35W split. It's well over an hour delay through that. Just avoid that if you can. In Garland, westbound I-30, right at Broadway Beltline, got an accident there blocking the three left lanes. Traffic's backed up back from Bobtown. And another one in Garland, southbound 635, right at Garland Road, got a stalled out vehicle blocking the HOV lane. Traffic there is backed up all the way back from Greenville Avenue. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Purolator Filters. Tonight, clear skies, overnight low 64. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. A high in the low 90s. Right now, 82. The 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
If we don't stop giggling at ourselves during the table reads for the Halloween special, we ain't going to be able to keep it under half an hour.
I think the more times we go through it, it'll dissipate a little bit. We'll get more used to it.
How many times did we go through it last night?
I don't know, like 100. Giggles every time.
We're trying to time it, so we go, okay. So we could put this, if we put this many commercials in here, Then we'll have to start it about here for it to end at 7 o'clock. I have no clue when it's going to end.
Mm-mm. I think we just get a ballpark of, we're not a ballpark, we hammer down the time to start, and then after that, it's just whatever happens, man. I will say this, I'm really looking forward to it.
Really?
Yeah.
Seriously. Especially, I mean, based on the initial read we had last week with just you, me, Chloe, and Alfie, I felt really good. Then last night, as you want me to say the other people that
sure.
were there? Then last night, Rob, our old producer, is there for his part. Everett is there for his part. And we got additional feedback from them. I'm even more stoked about it. I'm excited about it, legitimately.
And we've got some other people in the market helping us. Brett Shipp from Channel 8.
He's always a gamer.
Yeah, I don't want to say anybody else. All right.
1 week from today.
And it's funny, I wanted to record the table read, but you can't really play any on the air because then it blows whatever bits we think are funny.
They work.
Yeah. They work for us.
But if they work
we
for
can't
us.
Make everybody drink while they're listening to the Halloween special.
We can't make them. We just highly recommend it.
I was sober.
Yeah, like, well, you actually asked that last night, Russ. You said, so is this funny to everybody who's hasn't been drinking? And everybody agreed.
All right.
Yeah, I think half the room was sober.
Okay.
The other half was enjoying themselves, too.
Do we get to birthdays?
We have started news.
All right. Dan O'Malley's here with more.
Thank you. In New York, an emergency room doctor who recently returned to the city after treating Ebola patients in West Africa has tested positive for the virus. Hey, yeah. First one in New York City.
I'm sure Presbyterian Dallas is happy about that. See how they handle it.
So far, better. Mayor Bill de Blasio and Governor Andrew Cuomo on Thursday urged residents not to be alarmed by the doctor's Ebola diagnosis, despite the fact when he came back and showed symptoms of the disease, he had gone on a 3-mile jog, went to a park, rode the subway, and on Wednesday night got a taxi to a Brooklyn bowling alley. Sorry.
Does he have any open wounds?
As far as open wounds, I don't think so. But the mayor and the governor, they said not to be alarmed. De Blasio said all city officials followed clear and strong protocols in their handling and treatment of Craig Spencer, a member of Doctors Without Borders. He'd been working in Guinea, returned 6 days ago, and reported Thursday morning coming down with a fever and diarrhea. He was being treated in isolation at Manhattan's Bellevue Hospital, which is a designated Ebola center, so they're already doing better than Presby here. The CDC, which will do further tests to confirm the initial results, has dispatched an Ebola response team to New York, and the city's disease detectives have been tracing Spencer's contacts to identify anyone who may be at risk. And the health commissioner said that his fiancée and
this guy's a doctor?
Yes. His fiancée and two friends had been quarantined, but right now show no symptoms. So now the debate I heard on some of the news shows, the news channels this morning, were, okay, if you're not going to shut down flights from certain countries, at least in this instance where you have doctors and volunteers working with Ebola patients in other countries, why don't when they come back, just go ahead and throw them into a 21-day quarantine? Just go ahead and just factor that into your trip.
Well, I'm not showing any signs, but you were exposed to people with Ebola, and since we're still kind of dancing around what the actual gestation period is, give it 3 weeks, don't do anything. Well, I've got things to do. Yeah, like go out and expose people to Ebola.
Yeah. And I understand if someone says, well, you know what, I come back, I need to get back to my job. Okay, I understand that. Now, the next time you go, just factor in the 3-week layover or quarantine time when you decide if you're going to do it or if you can afford to do it.
It just, it appears like the people who should really know aren't really following any guidelines. Well, I've been exposed to it, but, you know, I took precautions. I use, you know, lava on my hands. And
oh, yeah, that'll kill Ebola. Sure it will.
I didn't lick any of the people.
That helps.
Then you come back and you got it. And then everywhere he's gone, now they've got to contact all those people. Alfie, the chicks you were talking to during this last break, what do they want?
They were calling about the last guy with the relationship advice.
What do they want?
They were all on his side. One of them said, sometimes as a wife, you just got to shut the hell up.
Well, we don't know her side. But I don't think it's important in this instance.
We have his back on this one. She sounds horrible.
One of them was furious at her for, as she said, drinking away all his money.
Yeah, that's right, because she didn't have a job. Why not call? Aren't there therapists with radio shows?
Yeah. I mean, I know Loveline is still around, but outside of that, Dr. Laura went by the way of the N-word and internet casting.
I would have picked, or maybe waited till a Wednesday when Dr. Thornton is here.
You know what? Actually, hang on.
All right.
The personalities that you have heard of that are quote-unquote relationship experts, who are they?
Dr. Phil?
Countless people have gone on his show and think he's an absolute sham.
Dr. Laura was one.
But she wasn't even a psychologist. Her PhD
radio shtick was relationships.
Yeah, but her PhD was in something unrelated. So, in other words, she is no more qualified to speak on relationships than you are.
I just would have called somebody other than me. Because if you could get away with it, the beginning of a relationship, before you got too far into it, hey, baby, can I ask you something kind of personal? Of course, we're soulmates. Hey, are you a a what?
You have to have the talk?
Yeah. Was your grandma a because I don't know. Does this skip a generation? You come from a long line of is this something genetic? Have you at this point or ever been in the past a
are you now or ever have been?
Do you see yourself in the future throughout any point in time and perpetuity becoming a
do you have any friends?
Do you have friends?
Because if you have... Because
that spreads worse than Ebola.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't even have to make physical contact.
No,
you just pick it up sitting in the same room.
Yep. Yeah, you get that just sharing a bottle of wine.
But obviously that's nothing you can ask in the beginning.
That would make speed dating a hell of a lot quicker. The downside is that, you know, she's not going to be honest. Or if she is honest, she'll say, okay, I was in the past, but I'm not anymore. I swear I'm clean.
Did you go through rehab, the 12 steps, or however many it takes? Because I bet it's more than 12. Are you sure that you're past it? Or are you just in some type of remission?
Ooh, that's a good question, too.
Going to flare up.
Yeah, you don't want to flare up, you know, at some awkward time.
Like Do you take medicine for whatever they call this? Osis? You wouldn't be a vampire either, would you? Because I don't want to date Dracula.
Man, that's like double bad.
Well, never mind. It's a blood joke.
Okay.
What's line one, Alfie?
She says that she is kind of related to Chris and his wife at the moment.
Perfect.
Yes, Christy?
Hey, boss. Hey, I wanted to give some information on the whole situation that Chris just called about.
Sure.
I'm the stepmother to those kids that are hers. And she, this is actually, he didn't give you all the information. This is her fourth marriage.
Ooh.
And she has her entire life been an alcoholic and a drug user. And there's several times that we've had to go pick the kids up from the house because she's drunk and everything else. And she refuses to work. Her children are 13, 15, and 19 years old. She could work if she wanted to, except for the DWIs that she has and all these other issues going on. But all she does is blame everybody else for her problems, and she won't listen. So I agree with Chris, and he should divorce the C-word and get rid of her.
Did she have these problems when they got married?
Yes.
So
she's had them because her.
Well, why do you think if Chris knew about all this, why would he get married to her?
Because I don't know. I have no clue. Because I don't know. She ain't that good. I don't know.
Excuse me, Dan has a question for you.
Yes, Dan.
Hey, Christy. Did anyone give him the heads up when they started dating or even, I don't know, the day before the wedding?
Oh, yes. Lots of people.
And he just ignored it?
He just ignored it.
Wow.
And now he's in the situation where he's thinking, you know, he wants to leave. Well, he got himself into that situation. She's been the same way her entire life.
My guess is she's probably going to find out about this by tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope she does. I hope she does. Yeah, she won't even come to my house and pick up her children. She makes him do it. She makes him do everything for her.
Obviously, she can't go anywhere if she doesn't have a driver's license.
Oh, she does have a driver's license. Yeah, she didn't lose her license.
She just can't get the car started?
Probably. I think that's what. No, she says it's because I'm mean to her. So she's afraid to come to my house.
Well, do you give her alcohol when she's at your house?
No.
Well, you're being mean to her.
I know, right? That's the problem. I don't provide her with her.
Yeah. Who wants to go to a bar with no alcohol in it?
No, that's no fun at all.
That's
well, it's not like you would let her take the kids home if she'd been drinking anyway.
Oh, no, not at all. But I'm pretty sure that's the reason she doesn't come get them. So.
Well, now I feel bad for Chris.
I feel bad for Chris. I have always felt bad for Chris. I feel bad for the kids and Chris.
Mm.
So, yes. Yeah. I just wanted to throw my...
Do you think he'll actually follow through with this and get divorced?
Oh, no. I don't think he will.
He's more worried about the kids?
I don't know if it's... I don't know.
You know, this is really actually...
I mean, he is really good to those kids. So I don't know. It might have something to do with that.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to... All right, thanks, sweetie. I don't know how that's going to work. Let's say they get divorced.
Mm-hmm.
Would he even have a chance of getting custody of the kids that aren't biologically his?
I wouldn't
even
think
so. Even
if
you could prove she was a bad mother, she's an alcoholic, she doesn't work. Obviously, she likes to f***.
I'm going to say no, because it sounds like the father of those children is still alive, because it sounded like Christy was married to him.
Yeah, I got lost someplace in there. I just knew that Christy was a friend of the family.
Christy said she's a stepmom to the crazy woman's kids. So it would go to the woman's ex-husbands, of the fathers of those children first, in order for the current guy.
I'm lost.
You said, could Chris take custody of her kids?
Yeah, I remember asking that.
They go to the biological father.
Okay. I got it. Got it. All right. But if they get divorced, then Chris walks away with his son?
Yes.
And you don't really have to mess with her.
Mm-mm.
You don't have to pay child support, because those ain't your kids.
Nope.
And now you don't have to work as much.
Mm-mm.
And maybe you find a bitch that digs a guy who likes to take care of his family.
Mm-hmm.
Even wants to take care of his family when he's not happy.
Right.
That's a selfless person.
Absolutely.
Chris deserves a good woman.
He does.
Call me.
You want a guy that's in the middle of all of this?
I thought it'd be funny. That's a good guy, though.
All right. What is it? 817?
No.
469?
Sure.
Alfie, what's Kenzie's phone number?
Oh, I can pull it up here real quick.
All right. We'll give him your number.
She's got a new one, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. She
Alfie.
She texted me from her new phone number.
Uh-huh.
Hey, it's your favorite mongoloid blonde, da-da-da. I got a new phone number. Well, there's no name or anything. It's just a phone number.
So she just assumed that you knew just one.
You're supposed to know that's me.
I've known. You think I just use that baby name with you, mongoloid blonde?
You call me that all the time. And I'm your favorite one.
I've known a lot of mongoloid blondes. You know how long I had to stop and think for a moment? All right, I got to ask who this is.
Although I do find it interesting that Kenzie thinks she's that special.
Hey.
Well, she is the most recent.
That is true. I give her that.
The most recent?
Mongoloid blonde.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the best one.
No. See, you're a franchise.
Yeah.
You're just the most recent reboot.
Okay, I'll take it.
Chris didn't say how old he was. Doesn't really matter.
No.
I still think telling him yes was correct.
It was,
and
obviously correct.
Yeah. Christy, the chick that called.
Yeah, the whole family's on his side.
He never said his wife's name.
Mm-mm.
Maybe she'll call.
She can find the phone.
I'm sure she can.
And then dial.
Have you ever been so drunk you couldn't dial the phone?
Yeah.
Okay, that's close.
Only when I was passed out.
I keep pushing buttons and nothing. That's a rotary phone, Chloe.
Maybe also Chris could start with finding a woman that actually likes him.
Yeah, because you know, if they're arguing all the time, there's never a down moment. Mm-mm. Of I'm feeling amorous. I believe I'd like to have sex. Yeah, I'm out of the mood. Could you ever again? There's just something nasty about even being anywhere in there. Plus, what if we have a kid? Then I'm stuck with you.
Ooh.
That's why I don't get people having kids and then getting married. Hey, let's see if this works out if we like having a kid together. If it does, then we'll get married. It's like Christina McLarty, who used to work at one of the TV stations here, and David Arquette. had a baby or is having a baby with him.
Had it.
And they're not married. Oh, but we're going to get married. You need to be married for a while. This is coming from me.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be married for a while to see if you're going to be able to stand each other, go through a few rough patches, see how you deal with it, instead of starting the relationship off with something that's going to be trying for both of you.
Yeah. Hi, nice to meet you. Let's baby. And then work on us.
Having no clue if she's going to be a good mother, he's going to be a good father. That's just the worst way to gamble. You get married, try it out. Then really the gamble's kind of gone. If you can't get along, you have financial issues, arguments, or your wife's an alcoholic and just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Then you don't have babies.
Mm-mm. That last thing you need is a little one of her running around.
And it adds to the story. Chris didn't even bring that up. We're still talking about him. Didn't even bring that up that, hey, all the kids are old enough to watch themselves, go get jobs, whatever. But she still wants to stay home.
I haven't
found anybody to let me be junk at work. I tell you what, sweetie, I'll get you a job out for Clear Channel. Give me the bottle.
Yeah.
All right, you got about a minute. You got a quick story?
Yeah. That's not as quick as I would like. Oh, yeah. We talked about this yesterday. It looks like there will be no more shows of Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. I say that because TLC outright canceled the reality show in the wake of TMZ reporting that Mama June is dating a man once convicted of child molestation. She denied that she was seeing the man on her daughter's Facebook page. The show, which follows the antics of pageant princess Alana Boo Boo Thompson, Honey Boo Boo Thompson, and her family in McIntyre, Georgia, kicked off in 2012, averaging 2.3 million in the early months of its first season. In a statement given to USA Today on Friday, TLC said the show's done. TLC has canceled the series, Here Comes Honey Boo Boo, this is according to the spokesperson in the statement, and ended all activities around the series effective immediately. The statement goes on to say, supporting the health and welfare of these remarkable children is our only priority. TLC is faithfully committed to the children's ongoing comfort and well-being.
I forget. Anybody here ever watched that thing? Kenzie, you watched it?
Yeah, it's like one of my favorite shows. I named my dog Sugar Bear. Crying out loud.
Oh, no.
Why do you like it? It's one of the few shows you can understand.
Yeah. And it's funny. They appear to be such a good family, and it's just really entertaining. And I watched Alana on those pageant shows before they got their own show. So I had been, knew who she was for years.
Who's Alana?
The main Honey Boo Boo, the main little girl.
Okay, I just found a clip. It says the best of Honey Boo Boo.
Let her rip.
I'll play part of it. I have to wait for the ad to clear.
Is it a good ad?
Nope. I always need to be on your A game every day. Like
whole family sitting on the couch. It's the first time I've seen the entire family.
And?
Monsters don't even come close. Is that Mama whatever on the big
left?
Fat woman?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
what's her name?
June.
And the guy on the right?
Sugar Bear.
Has actually screwed Mama Bear?
Yes, their kid is Alana. They had Alana together.
The Honey Boo Boo?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The rest are from previous marriage.
And Boo Boo's the one in the middle there.
Not like every day, but you don't know if you're going to be on your A game or when you're going.
Now, when the show's on, do they still do the subtitling?
Yes. Well,
so this isn't just for this YouTube clip.
No,
you can't understand most of them.
Yes, true.
Be on your A game. You need to be on your A game.
I didn't win nothing.
For the next time.
You spell bingo, B-I-N-G.
One more, kid. Just one more. You got it. Stop. Oh. There.
If the sun can just stay behind the clouds, I'll be okay. I'm not having fun working on
hot?
It was hot, and everybody was so mopey.
The heat drains me.
I can't stop staring at this.
Oh, no.
I don't even have to listen to it. It's just, it's amazing. So many big, fat, disgusting, retarded people all in one group. And you know that they're all cousin, daddy, sisters, somehow related. That's probably why everybody has nicknames. Because if you said, hey, here's daddy, brother, or Uncle Bob.
Yeah. They're a family of one.
Mamba, what's inbred? Go look at the family portrait.
Are you around?
Yeah.
God, that's a big fat bitch.
She lost a lot of weight, though.
Mama who hound?
This sounds older. Yeah, she lost, like, I don't know, I think almost 100, maybe, actually, during the season.
Well, you can lose it, but that's not going to change that mug. Hey, just imagine what her cans look like after losing 100 pounds.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm excited to wear my new swimsuit.
She got a new swimsuit.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't wait to see her in it.
Damn, I got gnats on me.
Yeah, what a big shock.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
4:36, another check on traffic. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center, Alfie Coyas and Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Traffic still blows all across the Metroplex. Here's the very worst of it. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right near Basswood Boulevard. So look at that stalled 18-wheeler blocking the left lane. Traffic is completely stopped back from Alliance Gateway, about a 45-minute delay through it. Also in Fort Worth, eastbound I-30, right at Cook's, got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up back from Oakland Boulevard. In Denton, northbound 35W, right at I-35E, got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic is completely stopped back from Crawford Road, about a half-hour delay through that. In Irving, southbound of the Bush, just after Northgate Drive, got a big hunk of metal blocking the left lane. Traffic there's backed up back from 114. And finally, in Dallas, southbound I-35, right there in the Mixmaster, got a stalled-out 18-wheeler blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from the 35-183 split. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Purolator Filters. Overnight tonight, 64 will be the low. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine, a high around 92. Right now, we are staring at 84 and 97.1 the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 the Eagle.
Video stream locking up?
Yeah. Only when I go back from wide shot to normal, when I click record.
Okay. I know what you're saying. Because we don't record the commercial breaks. We put it on, we archive the video onto russmartin.fm.
Oh, okay.
I'm curious, though, if the people are seeing that. Like, I wonder if it's just the TriCaster. I don't know if it's glitching on people's computers and phones and stuff.
I don't give a flying They don't pay for it.
Okay, cool. Me neither.
Do you feel liberated, Kenzie?
Yeah, I don't care.
Did anybody check their email right before the show that I sent? The picture?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think I got a photo.
Either it's not real or Jacob didn't tell us about it. You know, Jacob said, yeah, go ahead, try and lock up my server.
Right.
And
Then we find out
we've got some type of Nakatomi Plaza server that you can't shut down. And a listener sent me a screen cap of russmartin.com.
Mm-hmm.
It said, server busy.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Alfie, can you forward it to me?
Yes, I can. Give me one sec.
And did you hear it from Jacob at all?
No. And I only got that from one person.
I find that hard to believe, that if you were successful in crashing the server.
Hey, you think he's going to tell me?
Yeah.
No, he's not.
You think he would just?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you know him better than I do, but it just.
Well, who was giving me grief throughout the day when he well, look at all these other people, people that aren't on the air near as much as you are. You're talking for almost 4 hours a day. And you've got Jesse on the Edge. All we show on your website, RussMartin.com, is around 16,000 hits for September.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse on the Edge had 160, almost 165,000. Do you not care about your website? I do not.
We thought that he made that abundantly clear. He walks around the hallways focused on the air product. If a few page views happen to pop up on a website, so be it. He'll suffer through it.
Or if something happens in the studio and then we catch it on the video stream, no, I'm still not doing that. I'm not going to edit up video. Just put it on the website so we can drive people. They want to look at the video stream. It's on RussMartin.com. You can look at it. You don't want to look at it? Lick me. And my guess is because we've got Ustream embedded into RussMartin.com, I guess you can just go ahead and bookmark the Ustream page, and they don't even have to go through the Clear Channel server.
Wow.
Since Ustream is its own website.
Right.
Let's see. You already sent it, Alfie?
Yes, I did.
I didn't get it.
Okay. I sent it to both email addresses.
I got it. All right, Dan, you'll have to come look at this.
All right.
I'll blow it up for you a little bit. Wow. RussMartin.com. Connection has timed out. The server is taking too long to respond.
I can't believe Jacob wouldn't say anything.
Why would he say anything?
I just think that he would be mad. Or he would accuse you of cheating somehow.
Well, first of all, if it locked up or slowed down the server, it didn't do it for long. My goal was to totally crash the server so anybody else that tried to look at the website, you don't get credit for those hits. He gets credit for those hits.
Right. Is it possible that the person who took that screen cap, it was on their end that it messed up?
I don't know how it works. It just says the server's busy. And since you're trying to access our server, I'm guessing it means that we locked it up.
I do find it impressive, though, that they can keep our websites online and free from disastrous
hacking.
Things and hacking and crashing, yet I still can't get Shockwave on my computer to work for more than 10 minutes.
What is Shockwave?
I don't know, but it always asking to be unplugged. Would you like to continue running this or unplug it? Or
the plugin isn't working. Do you want to continue?
What do you think?
Are you a bitch? Why would I want to keep running it if it's not working?
Right. Would you like to
get that sometimes on Firefox.
Yeah. And that's what it is. So I...
Is that what you use, Firefox?
Mm-hmm.
How'd you get it installed on your computer? Because they won't let anybody install anything on the company computers.
I just click to install Firefox.
I didn't know you could do it.
Yeah, I've got it on this machine. I got it in the office. Alfie, is that what you run?
That's what I'm running right now.
Clove.
You didn't have to go through corporate to get it installed?
I think our engineering department had to go through corporate first to get access for them. And once they get access, they can dish it out to us.
Okay. I know I've tried, I've got one company computer that I don't use.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to put something on it. It said, you must be an administrator.
Oh, yeah.
Well, sorry. I'll go find somebody with authority. Does anybody have Google Chrome?
I do.
Everybody should get Google Chrome. So when you're printing news stories for me to look at, you don't have to print out every page. It'll say, how many pages do you want? You can say one through one. That way I don't get one news story and then seven pages of comments. That's just for my benefit. Make it easier for me. I don't care if you save this company money on paper. My whole goal is to use as much as I can while I'm here. And if it's part of Clear Channel stuff, makes me even happier. No offense to the company.
Got all your paper.
Because I probably throw away 50 pages a day. 50 pages a page. Just pages I can't use because it's comment sections or just...
ads.
Yeah, or 10 different foods you should never eat standing on your head. Because that's the big thing with clicks now or web links.
Oh, the slideshows.
I don't even know the slideshows. I'm just talking about Jesus. CNN's got it at the bottom of a lot of their stories.
Mm-hmm.
14 different ways not to get a swizzle stuck in your pee hole.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
And it's always a number.
Yeah.
10 different celebrities you didn't know had toes.
Mm-hmm. No, I know those ads. Yeah. And it takes
They're not really ads. They take you to the story because I've clicked on them.
They do, but they are in some fashion, they are an ad. Some websites will be more open to it. It'll be like
maybe it's kind of like that company that Billy the Kid uses for his video.
It might be.
Him and his girlfriend's daughter singing the Frozen.
The song from Frozen.
Okay. Maybe it's like that.
You're right.
Hey, we've got all these. Am I?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I think Clear Channel uses a company like that called Outbrain.
Ooh. Oh, there's a joke there.
Yeah, I know. Damn it.
Okay. What were we talking about?
Locking up the website and the photo that someone sent you.
Yeah, if this is accurate, I haven't sent it to Jacob yet. I wanted to wait and see if he said anything.
Right.
I'll go ahead and forward it to him.
Because if something were to happen to the website, he would get some type of an alert, wouldn't he?
I don't know. I don't know how it works. Everything is just so, I hate to keep using the term, so borgish. I think it all goes to some central, I think our main server may be in San Antonio.
That would make sense.
I don't have his email address stored. Alfie, is it just his name at clearchannel.com? Or is it, what is it now?
It's iHeartMedia.com.
If I send it to Clear Channel, won't he still get it?
I think he should still.
At Clear Borg. .com.
iHeartBorg.
Suck on this one. F-A. I don't want to say the whole word.
That's probably a good idea.
Maybe I shouldn't send that on company email. Suck on this one. You Kansas City resident. See, Kenzie, you'd laugh at that if you'd seen Blazing Saddles by now. But you keep stiffing me on Sunday movie days.
I have not stiffed you.
Oh, I have a question.
Have you ever been?
No, but we talked about it one time.
You stiffed me that Sunday, and then the next, you go, I'll do it next Sunday, and then nothing after that.
You never said anything to me. You never replied.
I said it was fine.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Oh, is this one of those boy-girl failure of conversations where you say, sure,
I invited
her
one Sunday. I said, hey, I'm just going to sit around and watch movies. I don't mind watching things you haven't seen, so you get maybe some of the jokes that we throw out.
And what did she say?
Sure, yeah, I'll be there. And then she had some kind of school project. It's always something that's obviously more...
I don't know. Here we go.
More important than me.
I'm sorry, man.
Mm-mm. I'm learning.
I didn't call me...
Can't get to me now.
Really?
Really.
What if I work up real tears? Well, I'm not wasting the time.
I win!
Not yet. Show's not over.
Mm-mm.
I want to do movie day, though.
When are you free?
She ain't never free. She's always got an excuse.
I know, but this way you make her say her schedule.
Next weekend.
Are you
not this weekend, but next weekend.
Halloween weekend.
Yeah.
You're not going to be out trick-or-treating?
On Halloween? Well, no.
You want to go to some haunted houses next weekend?
Yeah.
We get Limo George to drive us around. We did that one year in one of his party buses, drove all the way out to Thrillvania in far.
Yep.
That's the place I passed out because of the clowns and had to be carried.
Talking about the place on
Thrillvania?
20. Is it 20 or 80? I think it's 20. As you go
Terrell.
Through, that's it, Terrell.
Yeah, that's the one.
He used to be a little closer in Forney. And then Lance decided, hey, we need more land. It needs to be further away from Dallas. Mm-hmm. Yeah, people are going to dig that.
Let's go Saturday, the day after Halloween.
Okay.
Really?
I'm not kidding.
Yes.
We'll get George to drive us.
This is going to be so cool.
Yeah, okay, sit down, shut up. And as far as I know, Thrillvania is, it used to be called Haunted Verdun Manor, and then the park got so, I think that's why Lance wanted to move it. He wanted to add like a midway and stage shows.
Hayride.
Yeah, I forgot about the hayride. You would not like the hayride, Kenzie. I know that all the actors are safe, and those chainsaws don't have chains on them, but I still ain't digging that business.
Mm-mm.
Because you don't know somebody didn't sneak into that field with a real chainsaw. And who's going to know after they cut you up? Everybody on the hayride's going to think, damn, that looked real.
Yep.
Yeah, it's part of it.
And his legs are gone. And I knew him. That's always been my fear about haunted houses is, what if somebody snuck in that doesn't work there?
When I went out there earlier this year, there was one of the actors, I think, was also a Dallas County Sheriff's deputy.
Okay. Well, since everybody has makeup on, and the deputy's not going to know who all's been hired for the season, whatever, you can still sneak in. I'll go, but I'm packing.
Please do.
There's going to be a clown someplace going to get it.
Yeah. Kenzie Bruss.
Yeah, yeah. Jump out from behind that tree.
So that was where you think you went, Thrillvania?
Uh-huh.
It's the one where the flames shoot out of the top of the house.
Yes.
Okay.
I've been to almost all of them in this area.
Thrillvania is the only one that I'm pretty sure it's the only one that's a freestanding haunted house that they work on year-round.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even think they're advertising on our station, are they?
Yes.
Oh, well, then there's a free plug.
And there's some other ones, too, if you guys wanted to go. That, like, I think, was it Dark Hour mm-hmm. Haunted House? That's the one that was a sponsor of the White Trash Party as well.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's in Plano. Close.
What's it called? Darky Hour?
No.
No, it's one less syllable.
Just dark.
Hour only has one syllable. Is it a big place?
I actually don't know. I haven't been there before.
It takes about, there's two of them on site. Both of them.
All right, tell you what. We'll put together a map so we stay on some type of schedule. We'll go out to Thrillvania and then whatever. Anybody want to commit to going?
Sure.
Yeah.
Dan's got that face of, I'll say yes. And no, and Russ can't damn me on it because he does it to us all the time. Yeah, sure, Trey. Pick me up for the Texas OU weekend. I'll wait at the station for you.
That's right.
You sucker, you never showed up. Yeah. Is there ever a time you're not going to fall for that?
Yeah, so we can buy pick me up at the house. I'm just not going to tell you. I'm going to jump out of my own bathroom window.
It's like that trick that Loki pulls on Thor all the time. Is every time you're not going to fall for that?
Now, I think we've got plans like that. I just don't remember what it is. That sounds pretty bad, but
November 1st, you got plans.
Yes.
Okay, one of the few times we can actually all go out and do something together, but if that's more important to you, I certainly understand.
I think I'm going to my father-in-law's house.
Is that the egg grower? Chicken farmer?
Yes.
Isn't that what he does? Does he have another job?
Oh, he's got another job.
Oh.
But it's just the this house is on 10 acres and it happens to have a number of chickens.
But just one cock?
For now, yeah.
Is that, he looking into another cock?
No. Okay, he had two at one point and things just got awkward.
Got awkward with who?
Well, when there's two of them, it's...
But if you got enough chickens...
They really didn't, and that was the problem. So, because then you had the two cocks crossing.
The stream?
Yeah. And that's not a good sight for anybody.
And I'm going to guess they don't, well, that wouldn't really help. Would they breed like two-headed cocks?
Not that I've ever seen.
Well, I mean, that way one head could sleep while the other one's watching, mm-hmm. you know, watching the chickens or watching for a... what is it? Weasels that get into the hen house?
Weasels, coyotes, also skunks.
Yeah. Yeah, that way one head's always awake.
Mm. But usually at night.
I'll look into that. Double-headed cock.
It's kind of unnecessary because at night they get put up into the coop and it's got a board in front of it. So it's kind of like they just put in the chicken box.
So nobody can get in.
Right.
What if the rooster gets horny in the middle of the night?
Well, then the rooster and all the hens are in the box. So.
Oh, is the rooster staying in with the hens?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know if you left him outside and they just drilled a little small hole in a wall. So the rooster would have his glory hole.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to stick my head in and see how my bitches are doing. Now I'm going to stick my crotch up to this hole.
Hey, cheeky, cheeky, cheeky.
Oh, damn. Miss Ballbreaker's got a hold of it. All right, we got a break.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
504. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagles traffic brought to you by Pure Later Filters. Traffic still blows. Let's get started off in Fort Worth. Southbound 35W right near Basswood Boulevard. Still got that stalled out 18-wheeler blocking the left lane. Traffic still completely stopped back from Alliance Gateway. Still about a 45-minute delay through it. Also in Fort Worth, eastbound I-30, right at Cook's, got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up back from Oakland Boulevard. In Arlington, eastbound I-20, right at Matlock, got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Traffic's backed up back from Bowen Road. In Denton. In Denton, northbound. Northbound. Oh, okay, I got it.
All right, sorry, guys.
All right. In Denton, northbound 35W, right at I-35, got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic's completely stopped back from Crawford Road. And finally, in Dallas, southbound I-35, right there in the Mixmaster, got a stalled out 18-wheeler blocking the right lane that has traffic backed up back from Regal Row. Listen to the Eagle all weekend long for a shot to win tickets to go see Slipknot Halloween Night at the JEXA Energy Pavilion. Details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by CarQuest. Clear tonight, 64 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny and a high around 92. Right now, it's 84 at 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. You must listen.
K-E-G-L, The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
All right. What?
Sorry, it took me a second. With your gesture just then, my first thought wasn't Mick Jagger.
Thought I either wanted to kiss or stroking out.
No, actually, my first thought was Dana Carvey as the church lady on Saturday Night Live.
Oh.
Then it went to Mick Jagger, so all's good.
Oh, I watched Bad Judge, since it's on Hulu, like, I guess as soon as midnight hits.
It's something like that, yeah. Yeah, because last
it's
night
on,
was...
It's on Thursday nights.
Last night was the fourth episode, I think, right?
Yeah.
How was it?
There's still not a moment where I just laugh.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, there are a lot of things, a lot of shows I like that I don't really laugh out loud. I perceive it as funny.
Might, like an internal chuckle.
Yeah.
You know, you might be amused by something. That's kind of... I can be like that, too.
But I really could... You watch something that's well written, you'll acknowledge it as being really funny, but it's got to be like one of the last episodes of Dad's where they're puking on each other and, you know, they've got the hoses snug up to the side of their mouths.
Mm-hmm.
And it was when all the other actors were losing it as well. You could tell that was several takes. Something like that, I'll laugh at.
Right.
Tone was right. Even before the pilot aired, he said, you know, they realized after the pilot they wanted to work me. And he's in, I would say, 90% of the scenes with the judge.
Nice. Yeah, obviously, I didn't watch last night's episode yet.
He's your friend, and I'm watching it more than you?
Yeah.
Have you talked to him since the second, third episode?
No, not yet.
But he's going to be back in town when in November?
You know, I don't know the exact date. I need to find out from him. I checked the Improv's website. I don't know if he's coming in town for a weekend or if it's for like a one-night type thing. So.
Well, he knows better than coming to town and not come up here.
Oh, yeah.
Because Dallas is one of the Dallas-Fort Worth, one of the anchor markets for all the networks.
Mm-hmm.
And who plugs bad Santa. Santa.
Man.
I'm never going to get past that.
No.
Bad Judge. Who plugs it more than us?
No one.
And it's not like we're just plugging it on, you know, some podcast. Oh, listen to us. We're a podcast. Look at all these people who listen. Hey, we got to beg for money on PayPal. Hey, it's Pugs and Kelly.
No, I'd actually be curious to see. I wish we could find a way. Actually, we could probably just contact Channel 5, but I don't think they like us enough. Did you get the ratings for Dallas compared to the other markets?
Oh, I get the ratings.
For Bad Judge?
I still have friends.
I know. Can you get it city by city, though?
Yeah.
Okay. I would love to see that.
You want to see all the different cities or just Dallas-Fort Worth?
I would like to see Bad Judge, how it does here versus, say, a few other major markets.
Yeah, I can get that.
Because I'd be curious.
I still know people over at CW33.
Okay.
That were there when JD and I when we started doing Hot Tickets.
Damn.
In 89. Like Bob Dickinson is still there. Roger Vertrees, I think, was the promotions director.
Mm.
I don't think they let you quit. I think, what are their call letters? KDAF?
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's like the Hotel California.
In that case, good for them, because I know with some of the shows that CW has had locally in recent past couple of years, people have been coming and going. But that's all the newer people. So, yeah, you're right.
Well, maybe. Bob's in promotions, he's production. Mm. Roger Vertrees is in promotions. Ratings reign. ABC dramas tick up. Bad Judge. Let's see if this is a new story. And I'm just trying to be honest with myself. Would I watch it if your buddy wasn't in it?
Right.
And because I like him as well. What is it on NBC?
Yes.
Okay. ABC, Grace, let's see what the data is on this. That's from today. All right.
Okay.
ABC's Grey's Anatomy had 8.6 million viewers with a 2.5 demo rating. Scandal. I have no idea what that is.
It's a show about disastrous PR situations and a PR specialist that comes in to handle them.
I guess they were up a tenth of a point in their demo.
Is that the number one show for that time slot?
It doesn't say.
Okay.
Elsewhere, CBS Thursday Night Football had 20.2 million viewers. Was up a good 25% from last week's finals. I don't know what finals are, unless that was the end of the book.
I don't know what the finals is referring to.
Fox leading out of a Bones rerun with 4.4 million. NBC, the biggest loser, at 4.6 million, dipped a tenth to match its series low. Bad Judge at 4.4 million.
So it's holding on to the biggest loser audience.
Yeah, and I think as long as they do that, they'll give it time to find its own.
Yeah, yeah. The difference, yeah, the danger zone would come if you got 4.5 million on Biggest Loser and then you drop to like 2 million for the
show
right
afterwards.
Yeah, and I
think it's been this way since Bad Judge has been on, is they've leased. Hung on to what they were handed.
Yeah.
It's not like Mulaney. I don't know what's on before that.
I think it's Family Guy.
Okay. So you got something with probably a 6 or 7 rating, and then Mulaney drops to 1.
and that's not like a rounded down 1. That's like a...
That's a flat 1.
Mm-hmm.
They went up 1 week from a 1 to a 1.1. And you know, that was cake day. We're up, Chicken. Look at that. I don't know what percentage it is, but we're on the way. Out. I wish I knew somebody at the Fox Network just so I could find out what shows didn't make it. What did Mulaney beat out?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it a big deal? And then we got to move on. Is it a bigger deal to be on a single camera comedy as opposed to a multi-camera? Because I've noticed that in descriptions of TV shows.
Right.
Bad Judge, a single camera comedy, blah, blah, blah. Mulaney, a multi-camera piece of stuff.
Yeah, I don't know.
I know what the difference is.
Yeah.
Is one more elitist?
I think the single camera is because single camera costs more. The production costs are higher. And also the single camera shows, they are not in front of a studio audience.
Well, you can't. Chloe, you want an explanation?
I want to know. I just wonder why it would be more expensive.
I would like an explanation because I don't know.
Thank you for helping.
You're welcome.
Well, I know not everybody's going to get it.
Right.
Single camera, they shoot those just like they shoot movies.
Yeah.
Wide shot, medium shot, close up, over the shoulder, shoot the scene again, shoot it over the other character's shoulder. It's shot all these different angles. Multi-camera, they're shooting all simultaneously, and they just, like we do here, ours would be a multi-camera video stream.
Oh, I got you.
And Kenzie's switching back and forth. It's all done real time. And with the multi-camera, you can have a studio audience, since you're not shooting scene after scene after scene, the same dialogue over and over.
Mm-hmm.
All that makes sense?
Yes.
You got it?
I got it. I mean,
Okay, then listeners got it.
Yeah. Then we good.
Okay. And just, they always point that out in descriptions now.
And that's why.
A single camera camera comedy.
Right. Now, that part, I understand why they include it's a single camera shot comedy. The ones that are multicam and try to use that as some sort of brag, that should stop because, no, you're doing the same thing that people have been doing forever. So why are you pointing out that, hey, we're the same of what used to be? I don't see the point. I say just say we're a show.
I'm still hang on to it because there were single camera comedies at work. Seinfeld was not a single camera, multi-camera.
Right.
Seinfeld was multi-camera.
Yeah, but they never pointed that out. They didn't have to. Yeah, there's no reason to.
They were too worried being funny.
Right. Yeah, maybe the first thing you should think about in the description of your show is not how many cameras you use or whether or not there's an audience, but whether or not anyone's laughing. Because here's your clue on a show like Mulaney. You have to go through rehearsals. You have to go through table reads.
See, and that's what I'm worried about our table reads with a Halloween special we're going to do live next Friday.
There's no way anyone's done a table read for Mulaney and thought and had half as much fun as we did the last
two
times.
We had fun, but that's a problem. A lot of times when you're in on everything, it's funnier to you, and then all of a sudden you get in front of an audience, and they stare at you like you're not funny.
No. I have full confidence in our Halloween special for two reasons.
Then let's see, that's the wrong word. This mother's on you, Jack.
Fine, put it on me. I'm confident in it. You know why? We have the two things Mulaney doesn't have. We have good writing and good acting. And our actors include Everett.
Even Everett's gotten better.
He has. He was really good.
Because in the past, if we did live Halloween specials, we always killed him off in like the first two sentences.
I know. Last night, I was actually I was kind of second guessing that strategy. I thought he was really good. But yeah, we have the two things that successful Mulaney does not. Good writing, good acting.
And Rob, our old producer. First of all, I think most of the listeners remember him. And he's always over the top, but that's kind of what you need in this Halloween drama.
Yes, and it works.
And I will say this without blowing anything. Our company is not going to like it.
And I think the first recording we send out should go to our biggest fan in New York.
Steve McCray?
McCree. The CFO.
Who also got another raise for something.
Yeah, again, I don't know if he got a raise, but he got an expanded role with the company.
So he's no longer just the chief financial officer. He's in charge of something else.
Yeah.
It's probably because he's a hot piece of shit. I give somebody a raise and a bigger job, bigger office. You just a hot piece of ass. Mm-hmm. You wait till you come to town. I'm going to work that thing over.
He either cannot get on a plane fast enough, or he is locking himself up in his New York apartment.
Well, Kelly Kibler said he loves the show, so he's got to get all of it. And I'm sure she told him, hey, I told Russ that you love the show. So he knew he was going to get ass sex.
See, he may have thought that was just some sort of exaggerated bit for the program. Not that you actually intend on doing him.
What's his name? Is it McCray or McCree?
It's McCree.
Steve?
Mm-hmm. M-A-C-R-I, I believe.
Where do you put that in Steve? Never mind.
Hmm.
So it looks like Steve McCray.
Oh, gotcha.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
All it comes up is a bunch of painting of poor Negro children.
Does he have a hobby?
I don't know, but if you think I'm kidding, come and look at this.
I don't think he painted that.
And look, see what I Googled?
Oh, take out one of those C's. Put an A.
Really?
Yeah, you spelled it wrong. And take off that E in the end. See, there you go.
Is that him?
Yeah, let's see the showing results for it. Yeah, that's him. That second image where he's looking off to the side.
Yeah, it's one of those headshots.
All right, now look away for me. Look away.
Look like you don't know we're here. See, does the...
But still a little bit of a smile, like you see an old friend off in the distance.
Yeah, it's almost that look, like when celebrities walk out on to the Tonight Show or Letterman Show. They walk out from, you know, the curtain, the wing.
Yeah.
They'll walk out, and it'll be like this.
There it is. Yeah. Yeah. They always got to point at somebody. Who are you pointing at? I don't know, the cue card guy.
And it's always, how many people could you know there that you got to wave at every time?
Unless they had friends in the audience or something.
Cue card man. My man.
My brother.
Actually, Letterman just lost his cue card guy.
He didn't lose him.
The guy got pissed off and beat somebody. I don't know what the story is, and I know we didn't keep it.
I remember it, if you want it briefly.
Sure, why not? We're talking about TV. It's Rush Hour. Who the hell cares?
His cue card guy for like 20-something years, I think he started with him in 93, got into a physical altercation with one of the writers, producers of the late show. So much so that the next day when he saw him, the cue card guy put the guy up against the wall, grabbing his shirt.
The 69-year-old guy?
Yes. And put the fear of God into the writer-producer. And then at that point, it was pretty much made aware of to him that he would have to be let go.
Did they ever say what the beef was?
They just got into a heated debate going over the cue card. I guess it was going over the monologue the previous day. And they exchanged dirty words and things. And that was pretty much it. And then the next day, the guy just saw him and then he was pissed at him. So I had to put him against the wall. Put his hands on him. Although I did say he did, the cue card guy did say he was like, you know, Dave's the best boss I've ever had. He's phenomenal. The guy that I put my hands on, I shouldn't have done it, but I liked it. That's in essence what he said. and he deserved it. I shouldn't have done it, but he deserved it.
Well, the guy made sure to point out that, hey, David had nothing to do with this.
Right.
It was CBS that fired me. Still love David.
Right.
I don't know why you'd say that unless David really is a good guy. Because he's retiring, and it's not like he's going to hire you on his next show.
Right. And that's the other thing, too. I think he said that Dave's company is going to pay him.
Worldwide Pants?
Yeah, is going to pay him until Dave retires.
Obviously, David likes him.
Yeah.
Or there are some people in corporate positions that take care of their people. They treat them like people.
You stop that.
I hope to be that big one day where I can treat people like not people.
It's something we all aspire to.
I'd rather it be my choice as opposed to being forced on me. Right now, I have to treat people like people because I need everybody on the show. But if I get really big, then at least I have a choice. Do I treat them like... Do I treat them like today, or do I treat them like people? That way, it'll mean more.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I do something nice now, you guys expect it because you know I need you. Like the flower needs the rain.
I am not tinkling on you.
Come on, Dan, piss on me.
No, not gonna happen. It troubles me. This is not the first time I've had to say that. Seriously.
You all right, Kenzie?
Yes.
Having a good time?
Yes.
You look stoned.
Are you stoned? Are you on the weed? You smoking the hemp? You blowing the bong?
No, I thought it was blowing the blunt.
I can't keep track of what it is. Is it blowing the blunt? Did you blow a blunt?
No.
Did you suck a hemp?
No.
Fire a Mary Jane?
No.
Did you finger Mary Jane?
No.
Hello?
Oh,
the
face. The face.
I'm sorry. It's the only one I own.
Earlier, you guys were talking about next Saturday, you're going to go to the Halloween haunted houses.
Kenzie and me.
And you mentioned the guy coming around with the real chainsaw as opposed to a fake one.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually a guy on YouTube that pulled that prank off. He's a Russian guy. His name's Vitaly.
I think, Alfie, weren't you and Chloe looking at this last night?
Yes.
Okay. I have a theory, but go ahead.
Okay. His YouTube channel is Vitalized TV. He's 22 years old, but his videos have around 750 million views, and he has 7.5 million subscribers. He's known for his public prank videos. His first video that got a lot of attention, we actually saw this one as well, the Miami zombie attack prank that he did 2 years ago.
Right.
In the video, he dressed as a zombie, went to poorer neighborhoods, then scared random bystanders. That has 30 million views. His latest one is called the Chainsaw Massacre prank. He posted it last week. He dressed as Leatherface with a chainsaw, and then he hacks away at a guy in a parking garage who looks like he's been cut in half.
Yeah, I saw the video. The guy obviously is at least a double amputee.
He is an actor that was hired who has a genetic disorder with symptoms that include missing limbs.
Let me guess. They've used him in Braveheart.
I don't know, but I'll probably.
Well, I think Braveheart used a lot of amputees. Mm-hmm. So they give them legs and then...
they take them away.
Right. And they're doing this in Russia.
This one, I don't know where it was shot.
Alfie, do you know?
I have no clue. Couldn't tell from the
video. I didn't pay attention to the background. All I know is all of this has to be fake. All of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because all it's going to take is one person. First of all, you know he's not shooting it in this country, and he's sure not shooting it in Texas.
You know, that's what we said about the Miami zombie thing. We were surprised that he didn't get shot then.
That's why I think all of it's a hose job.
Yeah, even the people being scared.
Well, yeah, it's not that. Somebody at a certain point is going to pull a gun, and you're out.
Yeah.
And all you have to say is, he had a chainsaw. Now, in Texas, that's a more commonplace.
Yeah, but if you're chasing around a guy on the ground with no limbs, then you're probably going to get shot.
And he's got, and this last one with the chainsaw thing, it's got 30 million views?
Yes.
We got to start faking stuff, especially if people are making money off this. Billy Kent still owes me $20.
At least.
Because I plugged him and his soon-to-be daughter thingy singing that song on the internet, and they got at least a couple of thousand hits. What is it, Alfie? About $5 a thousand?
Yes.
So he owes me 10. I'm going to go down there and repossess that kid. Put some kind of lien on it. All right, we'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
534, another check on traffic. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you. Ross Eagle traffic brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Traffic still blows all across the Metroplex. Let's get started off in Dallas this time. Southbound I-35, right at I-30, right there in the Mixmaster. Got a stalled out 18-wheeler blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up all the way back from Mignon. About a 45-minute delay through that. Also in Dallas, westbound 635, right at Midway. Got a stalled out 18-wheeler there blocking the right lane as well. Traffic is backed up back from Coit Road. Moving to Irving, southbound of the bush just after Northgate Drive. Got a big hunk of metal blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from 114. In McKinney, northbound 75, right at Wilmoth Road. Got an accident there. Traffic is backed up back from Ridgeview Drive. And finally in Fort Worth, eastbound I-30, right at Cook's Lane. That accident there has finally been cleared out. Traffic is still unwinding back from Oakland Boulevard. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Tonight, clear skies, 64 for the low. Then tomorrow, lots of sunshine and a high of 92. It's 84 right now at 97.1 The Eagle.
Fat, hungry bitch.
fat, hungry bitch.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1.
Look at that bitchy.
The Eagle.
Ooh. Fat, hungry bitch. That's a fat, hungry bitch. 10 twinkles on a titty bitch. She got the deep fried chicken wing necklace. Hot dogs in the mother pocket. I just smack a lip while she eating jerky links. Eating all night, giving me that hot steak. When she fart real gross, I be smelling it. Smell stiller than a mother puffer fish. Gold leather bag full of old bacon strips. Big stomach like she pregnant. I gotta get her on my dick.
Girl, do you wanna see? Anybody seen Billy the Kid in the Hall today?
I haven't. I saw him earlier today, yeah. That's a fat hungry bitch. Fat hungry bitch. He was on the, I saw him on the phone in the break room.
The break room?
Yeah.
I pulled up his dad and daughter duet on YouTube. I'm not sure, but I think he's got almost 20,000 hits in the past couple of days.
Really?
I can't remember the original number that I read when I read. I know it was 13 million something.
Right.
It's like 13,170 something. I know that was pretty close.
That sounds right.
Like 176,073 mm-hmm. hits.
Okay.
Now it's 13,210,000.
Hey.
So I think somebody owes me a kid.
Okay, I think kid might be a little far.
Well, she's a cute kid.
You don't like children.
I saw a quick picture of his new girlfriend.
You can't have her.
How do you know? She might be into an old, ugly, nasty... Bucktooth guys. chicks have fetishes.
you are not a fetish. I'm sorry, but you're not. Anyway, you are not a fetish.
Well, at least I don't have buck teeth, according to Kenzie.
Have you ever felt more confident than right now?
I'm ready. I change my profile on Match.com.
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
I think you said what you meant.
You don't have any of those things. Especially buck teeth.
But thanks for starting with buck teeth. You don't have buck teeth. Oh, but the old fat, whatever else I said.
No.
So I guess I can forget about any buck teeth chasers that want to screw me. You know, like fat chicks, chubby chasers.
Yeah, I get it. You're not a fetish. You're not like something that...
What would you call me? More of an anomaly?
No, if you were some sort of anomaly, then you would be somebody's fetish. You would belong at Ripley's, and people go, ooh. But that's not... You're a normal guy.
How come sometimes off here you refer to me as John Merrick?
I have never referred to you as John Merrick.
Okay.
You're not.
You're the only one who picked that one up.
I know.
And I'm close face.
I'm actually kind of proud of myself in this moment.
Alfie?
I had to look it up.
That's cheating.
Who's John Merrick?
We don't know. You and Chloe, I tell you what, you and Chloe guess. Work together and see if you can come up with it on your own.
Really? Who he is?
Yeah, who John Merrick is.
Okay.
His real name is, isn't it, Joseph, Alfie?
Joseph Merrick.
Yeah.
Try to think out loud, you two.
He has a cleft lip.
Yes.
Very nice.
All right.
So far.
Could he be on a TV show?
Close.
Musician?
He does enjoy music. Isn't that right?
He enjoys music, but he's not a musician.
Right.
So on the movies, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Give me that one.
Okay.
Is he from Sling Blade?
No.
I'll tell you what. If you guys give it in the next 30 seconds, I'll give you both $50. Split.
You're so generous.
Is it the cleft lip guy from Family Guy?
The club foot guy?
The cleft lip guy from Family Guy in the boat with Stewie?
No.
Okay.
I don't know who that is. Time's almost up. Fast money's coming and going.
10 seconds.
Are you rubbing your knee?
No, I had an itch on my leg.
Oh.
Is that where your vagina is today?
The sloth from the Goonies.
Nope.
You did better than I did.
I'll give you a hint.
That was John Matuszak.
Elephant.
Okay.
Now
go with that.
Dumbo.
Elephant Man.
There you go, Chloe.
Chloe got it. No money. The Rayburn family goes home with no money today. But we have some parting prizes. You take Kinsey. And her roving clitoris.
We'll see you next time.
On the Inbred Family Feud. I'd like to watch that. Inbred Family Feud.
Yeah, basically it would just be like an episode of Here Comes Honey Boo Boo with trivia or surveys.
And everybody has to wear name tags because everybody looks alike.
Just in time for Halloween, there's a new survey on paranormal activity, such as some people believe dreams can predict the future. The survey was...
I've had those.
They gave a statement to people, and yes. Then they had to decide whether how much they agreed with it.
I had a dream that we were changing format at CBS 3 weeks before it happened.
Really?
But it was, and I even told Gavin about it. Oh, we were just talking in his office, and I said, "It's the weirdest dream that we changed formats, and we were playing adult contemporary music." Obviously, I got the format wrong.
Right.
So adult contemporary music, and I said nothing really worked. I said it was just an odd, out of nowhere dream. My guess is Gavin thought I knew the format change was coming, even though I had no clue.
I think you're right, because I think I was thinking the same thing. Gavin thought that was your way of telling him, "I know."
So really, that's the only time that I can verify I had a dream about something and it came to fruition, because I know I told him at least 3 weeks before the format change about that dream.
That is pretty freaky.
Remember his facial expression at all, looking back?
Or is he?
No, Gavin's always a floor gazer.
Oh, that's right. He never looks at you.
He's one of the those. Instead of looking up at the stars,
he's always looking. Is this new Berber?
Yeah. He looks always like down to the left or down to the right.
Yeah, even when they came in the studio that day to tell me the station was changing formats, mm-hmm. Brian Purdy came in, the regional guy, David Henry, the general manager. Gavin came in. Gavin never looked at me once. I don't think Gavin felt bad. He just doesn't like making eye contact.
And he claims he doesn't do that, but he does.
Anybody that's worked with him.
Yeah, everyone. Yeah. No, he doesn't.
And I'm still friends with Gavin. I still talk to him.
I love Gavin.
I gave him advice on what to do with KRLD. He doesn't listen. There's some midday guy that's a real mouth breather. I can't think of his name, but he's...
I'm pretty sure he probably knows his name. Now that you've basically identified him.
He is... Everything's, I'm,
The hell?
I can't think of his name.
Hmm. Not Rankin.
No, and there's one guy on there with a lisp. I don't know why they keep him. He and Gavin must be lovers.
That's the old dude.
Ted Emmerich? No, not Ted Emmerich.
Chuck.
Cooper. Berg. Okay,
Chuck Schechner.
Is that the one with kind of a...
Yeah. Yes. I like him, though.
He's a good reporter. Just if that's the right guy, it's just a...
Yeah.
Yeah. His normal news reports out in the field sound like me about 6:50 every day here.
I'm Chuck Schechner. Chuck Schechner. Carol D.
Like, dude, you got lozenges. Spit it out. Do something. I mean, he doesn't sound as bad as Jim Wright from the Wright Amendment.
Oh, God. No, Chuck Schechner does not sound like that.
No, he doesn't. This is Jim Wright.
This is Hi, I'm Jim Wright.
Hey, Jim Wright from the Wright Amendment.
From the Wright Amendment.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, this is working better.
What, do you feel proud you can understand it now?
A little bit.
Well, good. Now that we're that close, when I have a stroke, you and I will still be able to talk.
Best show ever.
I'm so glad I played along with this. James Brown and Brokaw and Jim Wright. Now I can understand him. And he thought having a stroke was going to be bad.
It's all training.
Don't forget, tomorrow morning on the Morning Stroke.
We're going to play once again. What is he saying?
Here's the game we play every day.
Someone we know who works at KRLD just called in and says that they think it's Chris Summers.
Oh, yeah, that's the guy that's breathy. I'm Chris Summers.
Does he do sexy stories?
No, that's just the way he delivers. And it's almost always in his name. He does it in stories, but it's, I'm Chris Summers.
Oh. What? I bet that's how he hits on chicks. He just hits up the bar, just leans into it, goes, hi, I'm Chris Summers. Is that it? Am I close?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm just winging it.
I do news on Carol D. I'm breathy.
He also goes up and down. You're kind of like that Lord Invisible chick.
Sing-songy. Mm-hmm. Wonder what he looks like. You know he ain't going to be Terry Dorsey Hunt. What was his name?
Chris Summer.
S-O?
S-O-M-M-E-R.
If I'm not mistaken, I think he used to be on the Wolf in the mornings.
On the Wolf.
Yeah. He's a normal looking guy. I mean, he ain't Steve McCree Hyde, our CFO.
No.
Of the Borg Channel.
Mm-mm. It's hard to top the McCree.
Well, plus, you know, I like Steve McCree for who he is. I'm not just a gold digger. I just thought he should know. I want to drill him in the butt because I like him. You like people who like the show. It doesn't matter how much money they have or influence they have over the corporation.
No.
But it's going to be damn hard to get us fired.
I'm sorry, we're not going to be able to fulfill that request today, Mr. Martin.
Really? Okay. How about when I'm blowing on Steve McCree's back, I tell him what you said?
We'd be happy to fulfill that request, Mr. Martin.
Thank you.
Please don't ever give us that visual again. You can have whatever you want. I'll go ahead. I'll give you the stamp for all the purchase orders.
Because Steve and I are very tight, and I mean tight, because sometimes he don't want it.
So anyway.
Something else I'd like is I would like our 12-story building moved 4 inches to the east.
And don't try to trick us. We've already used the ruler. We'll know if you're lying.
I've measured it. I already put blue tape down.
So anyway, we were discussing how dreams can predict the future and whether or not people agree with that.
Go ahead, Dan.
58% of people either agreed or strongly agreed with that statement that dreams can predict the future. And 40% said that...
I'm sorry, I missed the... how many people agree with it?
58% agreed or strongly agreed.
I don't believe in it. I think it's just random. I certainly don't think my dream about our format change at CBS... was a premonition.
See, you don't, but someone else, if they had the same dream, would say, see, I saw it.
If it happened on a regular basis, but they're just, I've had radio dreams before that I was, the dream was I just started working at KBIL for Ron Chapman. And for whatever reason, he made me do the show in my car. Mm. And there were two turntables. Nothing worked. Couldn't figure out where the mic was because it's in a car. And I kept having dead air, and I couldn't find the next commercial to run because in the dream, I'm playing commercials on tape.
Yeah.
And I've had that one more than – I haven't had it recently. But I remember having that a lot. And I never went to work at KBIL.
Yeah, and you never actually worked directly for Ron.
I never worked for him. We've had him on the show. Why he did that, I don't know. I always gave him credit for knowing how to localize.
Hmm?
I never paid attention to his other edict as always having out.
You have your own outs.
He meant have an out before you get started.
That's where you have two different styles. He, and this is, and you know this is true, he would have everything mapped out the entire day. He knew when at 6 a.m., when his mic first turned on, he knew what he was going to be saying at 9:57 to end the show. And everything in between.
And I don't know how you do that. I'd never known. When I was doing music radio and you had time to plan it out, I still don't know how you do it. If I had to walk in every day and had to hand Don Davis...
Finish that sentence. Say it.
A script of what we were going to talk about today, we would have been gone 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Could you at least... Don has asked for this. Cut some promos of what you're going to talk about the next day. No. I said, I'm not trying to be a dick. I just don't know. Well, you got to know something. Well, I don't. Well, Bo and Jim do. Well, Bo and Jim remember 1982. So they know what they're going to be talking about tomorrow.
Right.
I'm sure there's going to be a barbecue Bob or that sneaky ninja guy.
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't know what else Bo does.
And the blood drive.
Yeah. And they have to do that once a year, I guess, to keep the two of them alive.
That's right. another year, Bo.
Kenzie, it doesn't count if you laugh and cover your mouth.
I didn't laugh.
Yes, you did.
Nuh-uh.
You laughed hard.
No.
It's like, oh, if I cover my mouth, then it's I'm not laughing at Bo and Jim and them having a blood drive once a year for themselves.
I worked one of their... Their blood drive was where I worked once. I have a special...
How much blood did you raise for them? Did you give them any blood?
No.
Oh.
I wasn't allowed to.
Why?
My tattoos were too fresh.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah, they like clean blood.
So you met Bo and Jim?
Uh-huh. They announced my birth in 1991 on the radio on 93.3.
Bo and Jim were on The Bone?
Yeah. Uh-huh. That was after they were on KZBS for a while, then they weren't. They went to The Bone, and then they brought them back to 92.5.
Hmm. Do you remember the day that it happened?
Yes.
Just checking.
My birthday.
That doesn't mean you know.
I do know.
I know it's August 22nd.
It is.
And I know I got you something for your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
You did.
All of us did. Got you that mini iPad thingy. That I'm still enjoying the gift that Kenzie got me.
It's not
here. And you know why it's not here?
It's in.
Is it in the show?
Yes, I did.
That's why it's not here.
Oh.
No, it's lost.
Ah, Chloe tried that on me 1 year. Hey, sorry, boss. What I ordered's not here yet. 2 years later. He's still using the same excuse. It's all right.
Fine.
Obviously, I care more about you than you care about me.
That's a tough realization, man.
It's hard because you like to think that people like you for who you are, not what you can do for them.
Oh, no.
No, not falling for it. We'll see what happens next week.
What do you mean, we'll see what happens next week? He's heartbroken today. Well, and has been since October 3rd.
Uh-huh.
That's all right. Good.
Other things they asked people in the survey. How much do you agree with the statement, buildings can be haunted?
No, that doesn't work anymore.
What'd you do?
I tried plucking a nose hair. Used to, I could work up some tears pretty fast.
Right. Are you drying up?
I think I'm just too used to it now. As you get older, you get more nose hairs, and you just pluck them at stoplights, and you throw them out the window. It's look like I'm throwing out chihuahuas.
Pinch right here.
On my arm?
Yeah.
Well, if you know I'm doing it on purpose, crying's not going to do me any good.
I'm learning.
It's all right. I know how to cry on cue. I'll do it later.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how much do you agree with this? Buildings can be haunted. Agree or disagree? Come on, now, you kind of had this or thought you did at one point in your house.
I always thought that, well, that was Dawana Bird's fault, psychic.
Yeah.
She said, yeah, your dead girlfriend, who I had nothing to do with that. She said she still watches over you in your new house. And that wigged me out for a long time. Because I was living by myself, and I forget how big the house was in Plano. It was half the size of what mine now.
Yeah.
But it was just weird to be sitting in my office at the bottom of the staircase in the middle of the night looking at porn. Going, I wonder if Kara's watching me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll just look for porn stars that look like her so she won't be mad. I've never really had any. I'm gonna say no.
Okay,
I wouldn't move into the Amityville house.
Neither would I. 54% agreed that buildings can be haunted, and 13% said they've lived somewhere that was haunted. How about this? Aliens are visiting Earth. Do you agree? No.
I've said this before. It's really egotistic. I don't know if they'd come here. Maybe they look at yeah. I think there has to be other life, real life, not just water molecules on some planet. I think there's got to be life someplace else in the universe. And the only reason they would come here, because I'm sure Earth is like, to them, a reality show.
Oh, no.
Hey, let's go watch Earth Boo Boo.
Here comes Earth Boo Boo.
I'm sure if they've seen it, I'll bet you they thought Third Rock from the Sun was a documentary.
Yeah.
You are our last hope.
What about Bigfoot? Real?
Please. Really?
21% of people said they believe Bigfoot is real.
Well, I do too. I'm not going to say I don't believe in it and insult Don Davis. Any more?
Last one. Fortune tellers can see the future.
Dawana Bird, which we should have on again. We used to have on a lot, psychic. She told me a lot of stuff, and I think I just wanted kind of reassurance. You're going to be fine. This is going to be okay. It's going to work itself out, regardless of what the incident was. And it always did, but that doesn't – maybe it was just the positive outlook.
Mm.
You know, if you think something bad's going to happen, a lot of times you make it happen.
Right.
She told me one thing one time that was really hard to dispute. This was early June 1995.
Okay.
She said, in 3 weeks, you're going to meet a girl named Rachel or Rachel, blonde hair. And I forgot what else she said. 3 weeks later, I met a blonde Rachel by accident. We dated for a year and a half. That's close as she's got, and that one's really hard to dispute.
I would agree. The only way around that would be if she actually just planted the woman to make you believe it.
She had nothing to gain from it.
Right. That's a freaky one.
And I can't remember. I know she close. She still do stuff.
Yeah. So my grandmother, and then the one that sticks out to me is she's talked about the tragedy in the Heartland. From the Oklahoma City bombing.
Yeah.
It was kind of
the Heartland is so narrow.
I'm just saying it.
Yeah.
I mean, there are a lot of things. I predict indecisiveness in a part of this country in 2015 that will lead to nothing getting done.
Oh, she's good. She's really good.
I predict there will be flies on Ethiopian heads. I'll even describe the children, little distended bellies with dirt on their head and their pet flies just around them, like little fly halos.
Oh, my God.
Now look at that. I don't even know why I care about being late.
I've wondered.
Yeah, that's why I started dropping songs.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
606, this is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the myplates.com traffic center.
Alfie Coy is an Eagles.
Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle Traffic is brought to you by the Don Davis Auto Group. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, southbound 35W between Alliance Boulevard and Westport Parkway. They got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. Traffic is completely stopped back at Eagle Parkway. It's about a half hour delay through it. Also, Fort Worth, northbound 35W, right at Meacham Boulevard, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up back to the Fort Worth Mixmaster. Into Irving, southbound on the bush, just after Northgate Drive. Still got that big-ass piece of metal blocking the left lane. I don't know why it's still there. Traffic's backed up back to 114. In Forney, a big one. Eastbound Highway 80, just before FM 460. Got an accident there. It's blocking the right lane. This has traffic completely stopped all the way back to 635. It involves a bunch of vehicles. There's some oil spill or something out there still. It's about an hour and a half delay through it. I don't know. Find another way home. And finally, in Dallas, southbound I-35, right at I-30, right there in the Mixmaster, got a stalled-out 18-wheeler blocking the right lane. That has traffic completely stopped back from Manana, well over an hour delay through that. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by J.C. Penney. Clear skies tonight, 64 for the overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny and 92. Right now, it's 83 and 97.1, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Now, we were talking about it a couple of nights ago. Three of us, Plo, Alfie, me. I'm out on the dandos. I know you're happy about it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're looking to me to feel sorry for you?
We're just talking about other ideas during the break, and I've run out. I thought possibly with a Star Wars dando. All right. Maybe that opens up a new door. No.
I think that was your swan song.
I don't know. I think we would just hit a dry patch.
Yeah, because I really thought, or at least for me, nobody got it, but the Rodando, mm-hmm. which was, Rodan was Godzilla's nemesis.
Mm-hmm.
You give something 600-foot wings, that's really probably going to be the end of this.
And then?
There was some, I think the Dando Asmo. Some type of Halloween dando. I don't even know what I call it. The dando weenie. The rotato dando. The dando for law enforcement.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
The dando mud hole. That's all I can remember. And then the last one was the Dando Calrissian.
Yeah, I think once you reached one where not only could I not be mad at you for it, but I actually liked it, I think that was your home run.
Well, you like the Dando Law Enforcement, the LE version.
Yeah, I support that one.
Okay, you've talked me into it. I'll play you.
New from PLD Inc., another fine Dando product. As with all Dandos, they're formed from Dan's fabulous pee-pee. And now, introducing the Dando LE, specifically designed for law enforcement. The Dando LE comes with a pistol grip and will deploy the special penis-shaped missile straight into the perp's hiney. With a special anal-seeking sensor, it's a sure shot every time. Once it's penetrated its target, the Dando LE will extend 6 titanium spikes into the rectum, ensuring a solid grip. The Dando LE will then deliver 722,000 volts in their pocket. With a Dando LE's neuromuscular incapacitation, Grunt will fly out of that bunghole like a busted fire hydrant. Putting your life on the line every day doesn't mean you can't have fun. Put on your shield and go cook some criminal assholes, you f***ing hero. Another proud product of PLD.
I know for a fact that Captain Howard, formerly of the Dallas Sheriff's Office, was upset that he retired before he got a chance to use that. He considered holding off on retirement just for one last perp.
You mean I can fire this at them? It'll go right up their ass? And then deploy titanium prongs? and they can't even pull it out. Mm-mm. Oh, they can.
Mm. They don't want them to.
But there ain't going to be nothing left to hold your dookie in. And then...
At Pretty Little Dan, Inc., we've taken the line of pleasure products now to a galactic level. Years in the making, this new Dando was developed in a galaxy far, far away. This new phallic device formed by Dan's own junkatelia is powered by an omnipresent energy, so no batteries are needed. PLD, Inc. presents... The Dando Calrissian. It's perfect for ramming into your favorite Boba Fett or Jabba the Butt. It comes with a stealth mode in case you want to be a Phantom Menace. Almost so powerful it could destroy your partner's Death Starfish. The Dando Calrissian is oh so pleasurable when shoved into their Wedge Antilles. Beautifully designed, it's adorned up and down the shaft with Yodas and shit. And why would you need a Dando Calrissian?
You never know when friends might show up.
Another fine product from PLD Inc.
All right. Wasted enough time. Go ahead, Dan.
All right. In the land of lawsuits, this case seems made for litigation. A doctor appears to miss a red flag, an Ebola diagnosis is delayed, and a patient dies. But, this is Texas. It may not matter much that Texas Health Presbyterian Dallas apologized for initially misdiagnosing Thomas Eric Duncan, insulated by Texas tort reform. That gives an extra layer of protection to emergency room doctors and nurses. Not only is the very feasibility of winning complicated, but the potential payout is severely capped. You were right.
I'm sorry, I'm just taking bows in the studio.
You should be.
Because I said when Presbyterian Dallas said, I'm paraphrasing, we messed up.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't intentionally let him die. Tried as hard as we could, but there were problems.
Yeah.
And I said, the only reason that anybody would admit to any of that is if you were somehow protected, there's some type of firewall between civil lawsuits and you as a doctor of the hospital.
Yep. Trial lawyers and healthcare providers squared off when Prop 12 went before Texas voters back in 2003, with Governor Rick Perry cheerleading the constitutional amendment he said was aimed at quelling a loss of doctors and a surge of frivolous lawsuits. Millions were pumped into the most expensive ballot measure campaign in the state's history. The law puts a $250,000 limit on non-economic damages related to pain and suffering in almost all cases. Duncan's sister and nephew say they are considering a lawsuit, but any potential litigation would likely point to the drumbeat of warnings and publicity about Ebola prior to his arrival at Presby as evidence a reasonable person should have known about the threat.
Keep talking. I got to fix your camera.
Okay.
Since you're sitting, you look really short. You look like Brad Wright. I used to do anchor on Channel 5.
I can sit up a little higher if it helps.
That's not going to help. Keep talking.
All right. The facility where Duncan was given a diagnosis of sinusitis and sent home happened to be the emergency room, which is especially shielded under Texas law. Instead of simply requiring proof of negligence to win, plaintiffs have to demonstrate that any negligence in the ER was willful and wanton. So...
And that's proving intent, and that's not easy.
No.
I was just surprised when they came out. I don't know why Presbyterian Dallas felt like they had to make these statements. It's like, we knew that this wasn't really your expertise, and there were mistakes made. We already knew that.
Right.
Unless they just felt an obligation as physicians, caretakers.
Right.
Caregivers.
And it's also, you know, the part of the lawsuit that would hinge on any type of success is saying that the hospital should know or should have been prepared for some Ebola threat just because it exists on the planet. I'm sorry, man, but that's thin. You're expecting a lot out of a hospital in Dallas, Texas, to be ready for an Ebola patient when all known cases of Ebola happen nowhere in the United States.
And now you've got one in New York?
New York, yes. But again, you know, that's because he was a doctor with the Doctors Without Borders program and was helping treat Ebola patients.
But this doctor knew he was treating Ebola patients,
right,
and decided to go a bunch of places.
Yeah,
when he got back home.
Yeah, because he had been home for 6 days. And in that 6 days, he went for a 3-mile jog. He went to a park. He rode the subway. Got a cab, went to Brooklyn, and went bowling. And the night he went bowling was Wednesday. It was Thursday morning when he broke out with the diarrhea and the fever.
Instead of doing what you suggested, come back, wait 21 days before you go anywhere, do some work at home. If you've got patients, talk to them on the phone, have them send you pictures of whatever they think's wrong.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you're not doing a self-imposed quarantine, then you run the risk of the government doing it for you. Kind of like what happened with Duncan's family.
But the government's not going to do it until you start showing something. Well, they're not contagious unless they're showing signs. Well, you don't know how quickly the fever comes on.
Right.
The nurse that traveled to Detroit, Cleveland, wherever.
To Cleveland. Yeah, it's Amber Vinson.
She had a low-grade fever. And according to her, see, I heard today on the KRLD that they said she tried to call the CDC. They didn't make a big issue about it. They were going back over all the stories mm-hmm. and said she tried to call the CDC. So I don't know if she ever talked to them or not.
Yeah, I know. I've kind of heard that go back and forth. The last story I read was that she was in contact with people at her hospital who were in contact with the CDC.
I still can't fathom anybody from the CDC saying, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Instead of, can this wait a couple of weeks?
I think she was also in contact with the county as well.
I would think most people would say no. Yeah, probably. No. Just wait. Unless it's a family emergency, that if you really got to go, take a private aircraft. I know financially that's probably not feasible, but it's a lot better than exposing a lot of people on an airplane with recycled air.
Yeah, but even though it's like the recycled air, it isn't going to, you know, pass Ebola.
No, but, you know, they still contacted everybody on that flight and said, you may have been exposed to it.
Right.
So it's enough that seems a little narcissistic to go ahead and travel. You've got a slight fever.
Yeah. Especially if she gets on the plane and within two steps walking on, she vomits in the stewardess's mouth, then you've got a problem.
You may not want to swallow that. I'm sorry.
No.
That's what I would tell somebody if I puked in their mouth.
Mm-hmm. Hey, don't eat that. It's bad.
Albie, what's line one?
He's calling about the doctor in New York who got it.
Yes, James.
Yes, sir. The way I understand it is the way the doctor did it was he actually wasn't contagious when he was walking around in New York. The day he was contagious, though, he left the bowling alley, went home. Next day, he goes, "Oh, you know, I'm running a fever. Now I'm going to call 911 and get some help." So he actually wasn't contagious when he was walking around. He was only contagious when he started feeling the symptoms.
I know, but there's still. Especially with all the paranoia that's gone on since this started, why couldn't you just stay at home for a few weeks?
Which is true.
Just to make sure, Dan brought that up. It's if you're going to plan a trip and you're going to go do, we'll call it God's work.
Yeah.
You're going out and you're helping people with Ebola. Just plan on taking a few weeks off when you get home. It's like with astronauts; they have to be deloused or sprayed with Clorox, something. You know what I'm saying? They always,
yes, sir.
They have to go through some type of period before they just let them walk around people.
I got you.
All right. Thank you, boss.
And you know that part of the reason to make the astronauts do that is to make sure there's no secret alien living inside of them.
Let me take the stethoscope and put it up to your chest, because if I hear anything that sounds like a frog singing, just one verse of Hello, My Baby. Mm-hmm. You're not getting out of there.
We're going to keep you in this pod for about a week. If nothing bursts through your chest, you're good to go home.
I can't remember her name. Asian chick.
Nina Pham.
She's been cleared. She's free to go.
She is out. She was released today. She even made a stop by the White House, went into the Oval Office, where the president gave her a hug today.
That's a good man.
Yep, he is.
Because I think, and I even heard a statement from this chick's from Presbyterian Dallas, right?
Yes.
they said, we're not going to treat her any differently.
Right.
Which is what I brought up a couple of days ago of, luckily, if you've got it and you've been cleared of it, at least you work in a hospital where they know you're safe and nobody's going to treat you like a leper. You've been through enough. You had the media follow you like you were a pariah.
Yeah.
Is that a band? Pariah Heap?
No, that's Uriah Heap.
Okay.
Yeah.
But regardless, like a leper.
Yes.
So I'm sure, you know, all the just the hyper focus on her, she didn't enjoy that. It's bad enough knowing that I got this and I got to go someplace and just set it out. But everybody's going to watch me like something in a terrarium.
Yeah. And, I mean, her life and Amber Vinson's as well, maybe a little more so with Nina Pham. I'm not sure. I mean, it's because she was the first nurse, so I followed a little bit more closely. She may end up having to move because a lot of people now know exactly where she lives.
So what?
To me, it would be a security concern.
I think didn't she lose everything out of her house?
Probably.
I'm sure the hospital probably makes enough money. They could help her out.
I think it would be in their best interest to take care of one of their own.
That's like police officers, firefighters, they take care of our own.
Mm-hmm.
Or their, yeah, I'm in the club. They take care of their own. what do we got? A couple of minutes. All right, go ahead.
Well, since we're talking about Ebola, I'm sure some idiot has done this. According to a new Career Builder survey, 28% of us have used a fake excuse to call in sick to work this year. And 31% of bosses say they've tried to catch employees faking it, with 15% of them saying they've even driven by somebody's house.
Yeah. I don't even think you have to do that.
No.
Because luckily now, everybody's stupid enough to post it on Facebook or tweet. Hey, call in sick today. I'm in the Bahamas. My boss is a douchebag dildo dumb. Kim, I'm getting a tan. Good. I hope it goes with the pink slip you get when you come back, mm-hmm. whatever they call it.
When Career Builder did this survey with the respondents, the bosses, they asked the bosses, in addition to their survey questions, hey, what were some of the weirdest excuses you got this year?
I got into a fight with a tranny over a can of spotted dick, so I can't come in today.
You're feeling a little under the weather, are you?
Yeah.
After all that?
Well, the can of spotted dick was bad.
What was your clue?
It made me sick.
Okay.
You ever vomited up spotted dick?
I haven't.
Any kind is bad to puke.
But spotted?
Yeah, it's just something that scares you.
I understand. Some of the excuses given to bosses. I just put a casserole in the oven. My legs fell asleep in the bathroom. When I tried to stand up,
Who did this study?
This is Career Builder.
And they just, people submit excuses they've used, or?
They talk to the bosses, so the bosses said these are the ones that they've heard this year.
I'm thinking most of these guys are making it up.
Probably.
How do you explain to your employer?
Can't come in today. Just put a casserole in the oven. I have to watch it. I have to make sure that nobody gets at it. Is that tranny that I beat up over that can of spotted dick?
Mm-hmm.
He's still running, he, she, whatever it is, still running around the house.
That sounds like a serious problem.
More?
Yes. My legs fell asleep in the bathroom. Then I stood up, fell down, and broke my ankle. Another one?
Okay. I'm going with that one because I've never broken anything, but I twisted my ankle to the point it, I don't know. I sent you a picture, like, 3 times its size?
Yeah, I'd say about right.
Yeah, I wasn't happy about it, and I wasn't walking around. Did I come to work? I know I didn't go to work out.
You did.
Yeah, I think you did come in.
And Kevin, my trainer at Kevin's place, I sent him the picture. I'm not going to be able to make it today because I don't go down. Take some aspirin. Get your ass in here.
Oof.
Damn. I'm not coming.
Yeah, no, if you sent me a text one morning saying your legs fell asleep on the toilet and you fell over and hit your head, I'd believe you. Because I know
that hasn't happened yet, but no. I've been dangerously close as long as I sat on the commode.
Yeah. Number three, I was at a casino all weekend and still have money left to play with. Number four, I woke up in a good mood and don't want to ruin it. These actually read more like a late show top 10. Number five, I hooked up with someone at their place last night and I don't know where I am.
Not really sure. I'm pretty sure I'm at Mark Cuban's house and he shot sperm in my glass eye.
Oh my God. Number six, I got stuck in the blood pressure machine at the grocery store.
And while I was stuck in the blood pressure machine, this midget come up and fisted me, and then I got stuck in its midget pussy.
Okay, that sounds pretty horrific. Yeah, you just take the rest of the day off. Number seven, I tried to dry my uniform in the microwave, but it caught fire.
And I was in it.
And number eight,
my parents' pedicure its appointment got moved back.
Oh.
So I'm not going to be able to make it in until they finish it.
Okay. All right.
These Asian women, they're long on doing my parents' pedicure.
Oh, Jesus. And my favorite, I accidentally got on a plane.
And somehow on the plane, I got the runs. I've got some kind of cantaloupe diarrhea.
Ugh.
And I can't stop f***ing cantaloupe.
F a bunch of Ebola. I'm worried about that.
Yeah, you pass one of those whole.
You are.
All right, we'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
6:37, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic is brought to you by Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Let's start off in Fort Worth. Southbound 35W between Alliance Boulevard and Westport Parkway. Highway there is completely shut down due to an accident. Right now, traffic is completely stopped back from Eagle Parkway. This one involving a motorcycle. It's probably going to be there for a while. Also in Fort Worth, northbound 35W right at Meacham Boulevard. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from the Fort Worth Mixmaster. In Plano, northbound 75 right at Spring Creek Parkway, got an accident blocking the HOV and the two left lanes. Traffic is completely stopped back from Campbell Road. In Forney, eastbound Highway 80, just before FM 460, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from 635. And, and finally in Dallas, southbound I-35 right at I-30, right in the Mixmaster. Got a stalled out 18-wheeler blocking the right lane. Traffic is completely stopped back from Mañana. And all those accidents, you're looking at well over an hour delay through it. Just don't even bother today. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Sam's Club. Tonight, nice clear skies, 64 degrees for a low. Tomorrow, sunny and a high in the low 90s, probably around 92. Right now, 83 at 97.1, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97.1, the Eagle.
Hi, Johnny.
Hey, Russ. Hey, everybody.
What do you got?
Well, I have Mark and two great dogs from Paws in the City. We have, first we have a Kai. That's who Mark has over there. A Border Collie mix. Says Great Pyrenees, but she is full grown at 44 pounds, so she doesn't have a lot Great Pyrenees in her. And she really looks like a reverse Border Collie, white and black rather than black and white.
Okay, and we got the cameras set up this week, so you can see both dogs at the same time.
And she is just a real sweetheart.
That's a really good shot at Dan's butt, though.
Oh, man, I get it.
Oh, she wants to follow you, so. Anyway, so can we see a Kai at all? So
yeah, you can see both of them.
Okay. All
right. See the camera that's just to the right of Dan?
Okay. All right.
It's got them both.
See their backside, too. Anyway, so Akai is the black and white one there that is farther away, white and black, jumping up on Alfie. She is a really sweet dog. Again, a Border Collie mix, a little over a year old, full grown at about 44 pounds. She was at an overcrowded local shelter, and literally the...
Dan, take the dogs a little closer to the console.
the
go ahead, Johnny.
Syringe and the needle with the solution was drawn up was on the table next to her when Paws in the City pulled her. So she was literally minutes away from not being here anymore.
And this was what shelter?
It was Sherman, actually.
How long do they normally keep them before they go?
Well, that's a city shelter, so they do as long as they can, but, you know, it's always based on space and people dropping them off, dumping them.
Got it. I know the city of Dallas was thinking about charging a fee if people dropped off dogs.
Right.
Was that at the Dallas shelter?
That was actually the Arlington shelter most recently that talked about doing that.
Well, I know whoever it was, they finally said, these people aren't taking care of their dogs anyway. You think they're going to drop them off and drop off some cash and just going to encourage people to leave them in a parking lot and just hope somebody finds them?
Exactly. I mean, that's my thought. There are some cities around that charge that. They say they'll work with people. But if you're just looking on a website or you see a brochure that says that, you're not even going to call and ask if somebody will work with you.
So. All right. I want to ask this on the air so I know I get an honest answer. Because I get this a lot, and sometimes I tell them, just call some local rescue groups. If I get a listener with a dog, is it even worth forwarding it on to you guys? Like somebody that's found a dog. Because I know you guys don't have a freestanding building. It's not like when you were at Operation Kindness. Paws in a City, you have to find foster families.
Right.
And the only thing that twists me, I appreciate the fact that somebody rescued a dog, found him in the street, but then they expect somebody else to take care of it. And I know a lot of times if we've sent the email on to Daryl or
Mark.
He almost always responds. I'm not trying to put you in the spot.
Yeah. Mark will, you know, Paws in the City will. Most groups will respond if they can help.
It doesn't mean you can always help.
No.
Or you might be able to shoot. I had some guy email me this past week. Found this dog. I've talked to everybody in the family. Then he decides to email me. And I said, I don't really have a place for it. Well, you know, I was talking to everybody in the family, and I thought I would check all my resources. I went, are we related somehow?
But you have to hand it to him. He's just trying everything he possibly can.
But they don't
even
take the time to – I went, what did the rescue groups call you or tell you when you called them? Well, I haven't gotten that far. I was just trying to stick with family. So you think you and I are related.
He would like that probably, so –
So the first thing is just, it could be any rescue group, any no-kill shelter. It doesn't have to be. Let's say you found a beagle. It doesn't have to be a beagle rescue group.
Correct. But also what you can do, and the cities are getting much better about this, and I know the city of Dallas is good about this. If you just have to take a dog to a city shelter, they're logged in by a number. Get that number. Tell the folks that you're going to try your hardest to find somebody to take or adopt that
animal. Somebody barking or laughing?
Barking, I think.
Yes, that was a bark. And
what is the number you're talking about? Just a reference number when the dog's
entered? Yeah, it's an ID number for, you know, this is dog number 12345. This is 12346.
Got it.
And get the information and then network, email, Facebook, take a picture of the dog or cat and, you know, really network it. Beyond your friends and family in Russ Martin, and
I would think Facebook is a great place to go.
And what you're talking about, Johnny, is in essence doing your own rescue, but using the City of Dallas facility.
Right.
So what you're doing is the marketing aspect.
Right, and they will keep. I think every shelter will keep a stray animal, not an owner surrendered animal, but a stray animal at least 3 days. And, you know, tell them you're working on it. And if they know somebody is trying to help save a life, they will try to work with that person as well.
One other thing I need to point out is there are vets that will work with rescue groups that will give the group a deal. It's not free, but there are no vets that do animal work for free. So stop asking me for that.
Yeah. They have to pay their bills and pay their staff.
Well, it's a medical facility and none of that. The vet doesn't get any of it. I'm not trying to be inhumane about it. You just got to look at the reality of, no, I don't know any vets that do pro bono work. Right. They'd like to, but But it's just like doctors. Most doctors don't. In fact, no doctors do pro bono.
That's true.
All right. So, have you already talked about both? What do you want?
No, we've only talked about one.
You got what?
Yeah, what Mark is saying, you know, if somebody, your listener, finds a dog and would like Paws in the City to take it, here's a really good thing to say. I will foster this dog. If you can have it in your program, I'll be a guest foster and show up at adoption events, and they'll take care of all the medical, won't you, on some of those?
He just shook his head. No,
okay, never mind.
That probably wasn't a good plan to bring up, Mark.
So the other dog.
You've talked.
Okay, the other
one
dog.
More?
But also, any group, offer to foster the dog, and that's going to help, whether they pay the medical or not. Okay, our other dog is Moondoggy. And Moondoggy is a, you need some surfing music here, Russ.
Let me see.
White, kind of ecru, cream-colored, Great Dane mix.
Really?
Yeah.
Cream color?
Whoops. What'd you do, Mark? What'd you do, Russ?
Which one are we talking about?
The big one
that's all cream?
Yes.
Okay.
The larger one.
All right.
And he is about 10 months old. He currently weighs 70-something pounds, Mark? 73 pounds. So he's got some growing to do. He's really a sweet dog. He also was rescued from a local shelter on the short list.
And
in a foster home.
Both of them are good. Taking treats. Nobody snaps it out of your hand.
Right. And Moondoggy, the big dog, is great with people of all ages, kids, cats, even, and dogs of all sizes. Really laid back and mellow. And he's house trained. We know that.
Where'd they come up with Moondog?
Moondoggy. Oh, I don't know. It's a cute name.
I got nothing to say.
Gidget movie for some who remember the.
What's his diet consist of?
What's his diet consist of? Dog food.
Dan knows what I'm going to say.
I do know what you're going to say.
Say it for me, Dan.
Is he a fan of bugs?
Probably not.
So you don't think he eats crickets?
No, I'm pretty sure he doesn't.
Okay. All right, if you
keep I'll give him one of these treats.
Okay. Yeah. I think he would like. Treats.
That's it. That's my hand.
He does like fingers, if I didn't mention that. So.
You have any adoption events this weekend, John?
We do. Thank you, Dan. Saturday, two adoption events.
It's always
depending
thank you, Dan,
on
not Russ, host of the show. No
where
reason to thank him.
Thank you, Dan, for changing the subject. Depending on where you are, if you're in the downtown Dallas area, stop by Main Street Garden. 10 to 2, it's the North Texas Pit Bull Pride adoption event. And Paws in the City always has a lot of pit bull mixes, and so we're going to have some there. And then if you're farther north in Plano at an apartment complex called the Fair at Town Square on Town Main Drive.
That's not where the fair is. Isn't it all off Lovers?
The Fair at Town Square.
I think it used to be.
And that's from 10:30 until 2:30.
No, I think the fair's off Lovers in Greenville, isn't it?
It used to be.
Mm. Well, you would know, so.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do. I know what you're talking about.
How do you know?
Russ, how long have we known each other?
You never danced, but never mind.
No, I haven't, but anyway.
I know you were upset when Caligula burned down.
Anyway, so again, Moondoggy. And Akai, and Moondoggy is going to be, one of these is going to be at one of the events?
You're not on a mic, shut up. They'll be out this weekend, and the information is on
pawsinthecity.org, and also check out the Paws in the City Facebook page, like the page. We'll have pictures of these dogs up there very shortly. Mark always sits in the parking lot and posts some from the studio.
Okay.
So.
Ed, did we take all these dogs to the bathroom before you brought them up today?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
I don't want any more Rushmores sitting in the corner.
No.
Like when the Daryl or whatever the dogs, Bruce, something.
Duncan.
Was it Duncan?
We talked about this before.
I can't remember. I just know it was a dog you brought in, and as soon as he came in, he dropped Everest right there in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Well, his name was Duncan?
Something like that. He's long and... No, couldn't help it. He was fed twice. But these are not. These are, this is Akai and Moondoggy, and they're great, well-trained dogs. Pawsinthecity.org.
All right, we'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Broadcasting with an effective radiated power of 100,000 watts. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is not in the Eagles' Black Thunder. Damn, I hit the post and everything.
That sounded good.
All right, there he is. I know he was out in the hall messing with the dogs. Okay. You ready to go?
Ready.
You don't mess me up this time.
Sorry about that.
Okay. What?
Are you sorry?
I don't know. Damn phone system.
So you're not sorry. It's the phone's fault.
I'm sorry. The phone sucks.
So the phone system works for everybody but you.
Yeah, that's about damn right.
How dare you swear at me.
I like the angle he's taken.
I don't like the fact that he thinks...
Well, you've clearly put him in his place.
Well, who told you you could swear on the air? I heard you say prick last week. Didn't you?
I don't remember that.
I think you did, because you were talking about me.
When the... No!
All right, here we go.
Broadcasting with an effective radiated power of 100,000 watts. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlace.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Sam's Club. Starting off in Dallas, that's on I-35, right at I-30, right there in the Mixmaster. Got a stalled out 18-wheeler blocking the right lane. Traffic is completely stopped back from Mañana. This one also causing a backup on 183 back from Regal Row. In Forney, eastbound Highway 80, just before FM 460, got an accident there blocking the right lane. That has traffic completely jacked up all the way back from 635. It's at least an hour and a half delay through that. In Mesquite, southbound 635, just after Town East, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic goes backed up all the way back from Kingsley. In Arlington, eastbound I-30, right at Fielder, got an accident blocking the left lane there. Traffic is backed up back from East Loop 820. And finally, in Fort Worth, southbound 35W between Alliance Boulevard and Westport Parkway. Highway there completely shut down due to an accident. Right now, traffic is completely stopped back from Eagle Parkway. Listen to the Eagle all weekend long for a shot to win tickets to Slipknot Halloween night at the JEXA Energy Pavilion. Details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by PetSmart. 64 tonight, tomorrow a high of 92, along with plenty of sunshine. Right now it's 83 degrees, but 97.1 the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 the Eagle.
Wow!
All right, Mr. O'Malley, what do we have left?
We have, mainly because we were talking about the relationship stuff last night, there are a few quick ways to end the next fight you have with your significant other.
That ain't going to work.
Well, hear Cosmopolitan magazine out. Maybe.
This is going to be slanted, and I'm not going to like it.
Yeah, it's all pretty awful.
Kenzie, you ever read Cosmo?
Sometimes.
All right. I'm just curious. The only time I ever looked at it as a teen was to, yeah.
Oh.
It's very informative.
It is if you're a chick.
For a young girl.
If you want information that's slanted towards women that don't really work with men.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's really good for that.
It's like the Bible.
For women.
Hormones. Female.
I don't care for it.
When I worked in a health club, I used to read it on a regular basis.
Of course.
What for?
Just to learn, to see what the women magazines were saying. And then it was really odd because as a 17-year-old, I'm realizing, so it's basically the same article every month. They mm-hmm. just find a different way to say it.
It can teach men, too.
Teach us what?
Well, not men, boys. It's informative for boys as well.
What age boys?
16 to 18, 17.
Is that the ones you like?
No.
Don't scream at me.
Oh, sorry. No, those are.
In their formative years, you really think Cosmo? It's hard enough figuring out chicks, especially when guys are going through their fuego years.
Oh God!
Their loins are smoking.
I think it could give them an insight.
All right, I'll be open-minded about this. What do the bitches say?
All right. The bitches say, the ways to end the next fight that you have with your significant other. First of all, explain their argument back to them. It may sound weird. It sounds weird, but try explaining the argument from their side. That way, you'll know if you're misunderstanding them. I think they mean by like, okay, so what you're saying is blah, blah, blah.
If, in fact, you're doing that to make sure that you understand what they're pissed off about.
Mm-hmm.
But that's assuming they told you what they're pissed off about.
That is true.
You can't just say back, all right, let me make sure I understand what you're mad about. You're not going to tell me.
Yes. Don't you know that?
So we're going to play the what the F am I mad about game again. A game that if it were on network television, no man would ever win.
Not a chance.
At any other time, you can't shut up.
Yeah. Most of the times, you want to talk, yeah. And then when it comes to an argument where, hey, we're going to have communication. Obviously, I've done something to piss you off. All you have to do is tell me, and then we can talk about it. But no, we got to play magic tricks and something from Marshall Brodini's kit and David Copperfield before you tell me. And again, I've said this before, you wouldn't do that as a woman anywhere else you went. If you went to the dentist, all right, what's the problem? You know. Or you go to the gynecologist. Well, what are you feeling? Guess. You wouldn't do it to a waiter or a waitress, but you do it to us. Well, we're together a lot. You should know. Well, I don't know. And when I tell you I don't know, I'm not lying. There's nothing in it for me if I lie about it.
Right.
Because I know that the timer starts now. Why don't you just tell me now, and we'll save that 3/4 of an hour.
There you go. Number two, decide whether...
I forgot what number one was.
Explain their argument back to them to make it clear that you're not misunderstanding.
And you have to do it in a pleasant way. You can't go, all right, let me get this straight. You're mad because I got home late and you don't even have dinner ready. Is that what you're mad about?
Yeah, that's not the way to do that.
Okay. Let me see if I could do that. Okay, so, no, I can't do it.
Let's do a scenario.
You and me?
Yeah.
Okay, what would you be mad at me about? Have you told me yet, or am I still in the guessing game?
You're still in the guessing game. I come pretend we're...
All right, I come home from work.
Okay.
You're already in the house. Hey, Mongoloid, I'm home.
Sup?
Okay, I'm gonna guess. Have I done something, sweetie? You don't even have a scenario in your head.
Yes, I do. It's something you didn't do that you were supposed to do.
All right, let me think through my day.
Okay.
Got up. I went to work. I earned money to pay for this house where you don't pay for anything. I came home, which you seem to enjoy. I don't know what I left out. Is it your... I know it's not your birthday, because I know your birthday is August 22nd, and I got you something, and you didn't get me anything from mine, but you don't see me pissed off.
Oh, stop it.
Turned on you pretty quick, didn't it?
Yeah.
That's so unfair.
Don't start an argument if you don't know how it's going to end.
Yeah, really.
How is that unfair, though? The rest of us were all able to get him gifts.
I have a gift for you.
Yeah, okay.
So if you have it, then you can give it to him now.
It's not with me.
So you don't have it.
You know where it is?
Yeah, where is it?
It's purchased.
It's no, my guess, it's still in the store unpurchased on the shelf.
That's not true.
I've already picked you out a gift.
Online order.
Now, if you go to Target, you'll be able to buy it for yourself.
Nope. Back to our argument.
Okay. Since we don't really date... I don't even know where to start to guess with you. I don't know what you get mad about. Did I accidentally erase a couple episodes of SpongeBob?
Nailed it.
Did I really?
Mm-hmm. So now convey the argument back to me.
All right, so you're mad because I didn't check on the DVR to make sure I didn't record over your SpongeBob.
See?
Okay. Well?
He did it.
We were out of space on the DVR, and I had to erase something.
I don't give a...
Well?
S.
I understand, but... Okay, let me ask you this, and I'm not trying to be ugly. Who paid for it?
It's free to watch SpongeBob.
Who paid for the DVR?
You paid for it, but SpongeBob's free? That doesn't matter.
Just because you live here and don't give me sex and won't let me see your cans doesn't mean I gotta respect your wishes.
You have like 18 shows. I only recorded one and you had to delete over it.
I had to delete over it because there was a special on
say dolphins.
Sharks dressed like clowns.
Well, that makes the situation even worse now.
Well, you know, why don't you watch the show with me? Maybe you'll like it. There's a special on National Geographic about fisting midgets.
I don't. That's offensive.
Well, obviously, we're not going to make it. So why don't you just call the police?
No. No.
Okay.
He was on a roll. He almost did it right, but then...
That I recorded over something on a piece of my own equipment.
See, he's still going to win somehow every time.
Uh-huh. That's how it works.
Touché. He paid for it.
Well, hang on. Honestly, when Mandy and I had arguments, it wasn't really about, I pay for all this, I do all this. It wasn't until she jumped me about not doing something. Well, I should get credit for, cleaning the house. When I spend hours doing the yard. Not once has a mortgage company ever called me and went, you know what, forget this month. You worked enough. But you want credit because you doing something where you get to live for free and get free utilities and leave every light that I own. And if I'm surprised you haven't had more lights installed just so you could leave those on. And then one time you decide that you're going to turn the heater on an 85,000-gallon pool. And then I get the electric bill. You know what, or was it gas or electric?
It was gas.
Had to be gas. I forget. I know it was well over $2,000 for that month.
That's just for gas. That didn't include all the lights you left on inside.
Oh,
yeah, I remember.
That's just ignorant.
I came home from the gym. Bills were laying on the counter. It was a Saturday. It was 10:22 in the morning. I open up the bills. I see the electric bill, which I always knew was going to be out of control. And then I see the gas bill. And then I follow all the floodlights that are on in the house all the way to the master bathroom where all the lights are on in there, and she's filled up the garden tub, and she's in there with the bubbles going.
Having a good time.
Hey, how was your workout? You better turn some stuff off.
You're about to bathe in the dark.
It was that every flood in the kitchen... And I think I had more in South Lake than I do in Frisco. Every flood, it was easy to follow. All I had to do was follow the floods that were on. And I knew exactly in the house where she was.
It was just, it's like a little money spending trail.
If I was in a plane, I could have found her just landing.
$2,000 gas bill. Jesus Christ.
And you know what?
And it took me a couple of days to figure out that the heater was on because she turned it on and left it on.
Right.
Because she knew it was going to take a while to heat up a pool that size.
Sure. What I think is fantastic.
It wasn't until I got up one morning and I saw steam coming up off, not the hot tub, the pool.
Right.
At what time of year?
It was October because it wasn't that far after my birthday.
Yeah.
So no. Was it
really? And that cool. Year it was cool, but it was a little cooler in the morning, and that's when I got up and I saw it.
What I think is fantastic, though, is you got the gas bill for when she turned on the pool to make it hot. When you confronted her, though, she's in a hot bathtub.
Yeah. Why don't you go take a bath in the pool?
Exactly.
$2,000 bath.
Exactly.
It's like, I got to pay this regardless. Why don't you just take a bath out there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's cold in between the house and the pool.
That's
Then go get yourself a damn robe. All right, so
the pool was too hot. I had to come inside.
Pool made me sweat. Something's wrong with the heater. And I don't even know why, unless she never said it was an accident. But I don't know why you couldn't have just turned on the hot tub, which is in itself was
the size of a pool.
No, but maybe a couple of hundred gallons.
It's a good size.
That may be an exaggeration. I don't know. I never really measured it.
Yeah.
But I knew the big part of the pool was 85,000 gallons.
And that sticks out, sure.
Let's heat it all up. And then don't get in it because it's too hot.
Had to come inside, take a cool bath.
Have we gotten past number one yet?
Oh, dear God, no.
All right.
Would you like number two on how to end a fight quickly?
Sure.
But not this segment. Decide whether or not you really care about the issue. Like, if you're arguing over forgetting to replace the toilet paper, it's probably not worth it to just end better off giving in.
Then don't jump me about it.
Yeah.
That's a rule that I started using. This was like decades ago. All right. Think about it, Slick. And I'm talking to myself.
Right.
Is this something I would be mad about 10 years from now? If not, let it go.
Mm-hmm. And I've even done that in the middle of a fight where it was about one thing. And to me, it was so stupid that I had to stop and ask, is this what you're truly mad about? Or are you mad about something else?
You know what I'm mad about.
So you're mad? You're...
I can't even look at you in the face.
You know what I'm mad about.
So.
You know what? Do you even know what the original argument is?
You were upset because the dishes were not put up.
Yes.
Now.
What is the bigger picture of that, Daniel?
To me, the bigger picture of that is the dishes can still be done in the evening as easily as they could have been done in the morning.
But they're not going to get done until I do them. I know how you are. You let them sit there, and then they all look like science experiments until I wash them.
Okay, well, we're talking about putting the dishes...
You leave boot out so long in dishes, I can tell which way is north.
So is this what you were actually mad about, or are you mad about something else, but you're using this to start the fight?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know why I'm laughing. I hate that.
Do you not know, or are you just trying to be obtuse?
How dare you call me a... You calling me fat?
Because now you just started another one, and you gotta fix that argument before you can even get back to guessing whatever the other one was.
Right. So now we're 2 steps away from the original, and that will happen in 30 seconds.
My ass is fat. Is that why you said obtuse?
No one talked about your weight.
You want me to get up off my obtuse ass?
Your ass is not obtuse. You are acting obtuse, which means stubborn. Has nothing to do with weight.
Oh, so my opinion doesn't matter just because I want to stick by it. Now I'm stubborn. Are you calling me a mule?
I'm not comparing you to any livestock.
Mules are stubborn.
Yes, they
are. Why don't you just call me a mule?
Because I don't think you are one.
What do you think I am?
What are you mad about?
The fact that you don't understand anything.
Okay, good. This is good. We're getting somewhere. I don't understand anything.
I don't know why Kenzie's getting so much out of this.
I don't either.
Did you? Because my guess is, with Kenzie, it would have to be something, this will be one of your few compliments, something really bad before she would get twisted just because she's too kind-hearted.
Yeah, very sweet-natured.
Mm-hmm. You like loyalty?
Thank you would be good right there.
Thank you.
You inconsiderate.
Hey, yo.
Can't even thank me when I come home with a compliment.
Thank you.
And what'd you do today? Sit around, watch SpongeBob, and hunt down your vagina?
Maybe.
Okay. As long as you did something. Look at me. Fabulous. I played the game, where's my vagina? That's a lot easier than Waldo.
Then I sat around all afternoon and tickled my Patrick.
My Patrick?
My what?
What is Patrick?
What is it?
What is he?
SpongeBob.
Star what?
There you go.
Are you sure?
Yeah, that's good. Don't let the listeners know.
Ew, wait. Is it gross?
Patrick, SpongeBob, what is he?
He's a starfish.
Okay, I don't know. You had to tell me. Is there a crab in the SpongeBob?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Mr. Krabs.
Yeah.
You have Mr. Krabs.
I don't.
I have Starfish.
If I got Mr. Krabs, I got him from you.
No! I suggest both of you get SpongeBob over there to wipe yourself out.
You give me a cartoon STD.
He's yours.
So number three, we've been doing it here.
What was number two? I swear to God, I have no idea.
That number two was deciding whether or not you really care about the issue.
Okay, and I think that's a pretty good, to
it
me,
is.
It's a pretty good template to use is, will I be mad about this 10 years from now?
I think that's smart.
Okay.
Number three, get them to laugh. Reference an inside joke or do something you know gets them every single time.
I use that tactic.
Really? I've had that.
What, Alfie?
I've had that done to me.
Who tried it with you?
Just an old girlfriend, just in the middle of arguing, she'll try and make me laugh, and that crap works, and it pisses me off because I forget what the hell exactly it was that I was upset about, and the conversation just continues from there as if it was normal.
A lot of times that will diffuse the situation, but if you never really get to the root of the problem, it's going to come back. You laugh, you may have a good night, but you got through that night, but she's still going to sit on it.
Oh, yeah. Same crap comes up 2 weeks later.
When you're going somewhere in the car.
Do what?
When you're going somewhere in the car, it's when it's going to come up.
Yeah, because it'll start with whatever the issue was, and then she's got to tack on to it so you can't focus. And you forgot my birthday, and you missed your exit, and you don't know where you're going, and you're lost. Is there anything you like about me?
I can't think of anything right now. Everything about you is bad. In bed, you're always quick. You shoot all over the place. You got your nasty goo all over my velvet painting of Billy Dee Williams. You won't even buy me a new blacklight.
What is this, 95?
95. You need to take about 20 years off that one.
Right, well, either way.
And you always come home drunk. You look like that blacklight poster that says stoned again.
I remember that. Sonic Gadzooks.
Oh, man.
All right.
Number three, get them to laugh. Number four, take a break and have sex. It's hard to stay mad at someone after that.
You can't get mad. You got to get them unmatched. Hold on a second. Line one, Alfie?
Yep.
Yes, Ryan.
Hey, I was just going to let you know I'm in my truck headed home, and it sounds like I'm already at home. I mean, this is exactly how my night goes every single night. And I'm like, holy crap, this is what's going to happen in like 20 minutes when I get there.
Where are you coming home from?
Oh, live in the great city of Terrell.
Really? They have good bars there in Terrell?
I wouldn't know. I'm not allowed to go anymore.
They won't let you drink in Terrell?
Wow.
Well, due to legal stuff, I'm not allowed to now.
Oh. So you haven't had anything to drink today?
Unfortunately not.
Aww.
It would have made my day a whole lot better.
Do you argue every night when you get home with your wife?
Just about.
About what?
Exactly the same thing you're talking about. Either the house is a mess and I've been at work, and her excuse is, oh, I've been dealing with these kids and all this other junk. And
Have you ever tried bringing home, I know it's this is not, shouldn't fix it, but you ever try bringing home a gift?
Not recently, no. It just irritates me because I bring home stuff and then it's like, well, it's not even appreciated. So
you stopped with that?
Yeah.
Is it the gift is never enough?
Pretty much.
Okay. Good luck.
Thank you.
Sure. Hey, baby, I sat and picked up a box of friends here on the way home.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I drank all of it, but I saved you. There's probably enough left in that. I never really thought about this making people, guys paranoid. Well, I don't want to go home now.
Yeah, especially since it's Friday. Mm-hmm. And that's usually when the big fight of the week will happen.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know why that is. Maybe they sit on it all week knowing you will not have a good weekend.
Oh, you know it.
I don't mind messing up your Tuesday or Wednesday, but I want to start this Friday night, and I'm going to stretch this, and I'm, oh, please let it be a three-day weekend.
Bitches love three-day weekends.
Like, oh, hell, I'm on the way home, and Monday's Labor Day. I'm moving.
The last, there's two more. Go for a walk together. You might still be arguing, but at least you're outside.
How do you get past the part of, hey, why don't we have sex?
Not having sex with you. I'm still mad at you because you can't figure out the other thing I'm mad at. I know you think it's the dishes, but it's something else.
All right, I know you're mad at me right now, but according to Cosmo, they say if we have sex right now, it'll make it all better. So come on.
I don't read Cosmopolitan.
I know, I do. So let's try this.
How do you expect me to get moist when you can't even respect me?
I got a squirt bottle. Let's go.
What kind of squirt bottle? What's in it?
It's the same one we use to tell the dog no.
You are not zitzing my vagina and telling me no.
Well, you're the one that's dry. Look at me, once again, trying to find a solution. What do you do? Complain.
Making love is supposed to be making love. Right now, I'm not in love with you.
Sometimes making love's not making love. Sometimes you just gotta get it on.
So you think I'm going to feel better if you grudge me?
Yes.
You spray me with that, then you're going outside.
Come on, baby.
Let me spread my legs.
Hang on. A little bit more.
I say, damn. Okay. All right, Dan, let's... And the good thing is, we don't have to worry about the dogs following us in the bedroom because they're all scared.
Damn, it's already 7:23. And the upside is, if that works, really, then it's going to be Pavlovian.
Yep.
He's come home.
Yeah.
Like, hey, baby. Maybe I don't know. Oh, yes. Is there one left? I don't need another squirt bottle. I mean, one left on the list.
The final one is if you can't find a way to end the fight, you flip a coin.
Really?
That would never work.
When all else fails,
here's the problem.
Agree to flip for who wins.
No.
That's according to Cosmo.
Okay, I'll even play the other side here. If the guy is wrong and he flips the coin and the coin toss makes him right, that reinforces bad behavior. Mm-hmm. If somebody's wrong, they have to know. I still don't think spraying them in the is going to work. Now, a shock collar.
There's a good girl.
Yeah.
For more information on The Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com to get signed up. The Russ Martin Show audio archives. Go to RussMartin.fm.
I told you not to walk outside the kitchen. What did I tell you?
Wow. Eagle weather. See, you threw me off. I'm about to get the weather again. You can, other show websites, tjclo.net, danomalley.com, and alfiecoy.com.
I always got to complain about something. You didn't like it when I had you on a runner. Now you don't like the shot collar.
Also, for more information on the pets brought up today, go to pawsinthecity.org. Find and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. For all things 97.1 The Eagle, go to KUGL.com. Nikki Six is up next.
All right. See you guys Monday.
Yep.
The Metroplex.